Hello. Hey, how you doing? Jacob, Jake. That's right. We got an email from your dad. Facebook message, I mean. Nice. Your dad thinks a lot of you. Let's do it up. Let's commit to this thing. Come on. You do this, you're gonna go a period, you're gonna stay all clean, and then maybe we'll have a little party on the show for you. Maybe we will. You're a good man. Don't let me down, asshole. How you doing? All right, listen, stay with me for this opening today. That was a little shout out for somebody. Stay with me here, okay? If there's somebody out there for this taping, which we'll talk about that also, the shooting of the pilot on May 3rd, if there's someone that's like, you have to live in LA and would want to help out with your services of art, either spray paint art or where you project something onto an image, there are these big windows. They're like 7 foot by 9 foot or 7 foot by 10 foot, and we're going to put pieces of canvas in there, and we want to spray paint like kids on a swing set, or some just different graffiti art, or the type where you shine it up and then you draw it. But email me to Todd Glass Comedy if you think that's something you could handle. We thought spray paint art would be good because it doesn't take as well, because it's I don't know why. You know what I was gonna say, but I didn't want to be disrespectful because I really do respect spray paint art. Like, I know it's like it's crazy, but I thought maybe we could do something that didn't take as long as if we had to paint it. It could be maybe a little something artistic and creative, but yet not take as long as if they were hand painting it. Whoo! I heard these people that do spray paint art are very picky. Okay, so just eat toddglasscomedy@gmail, and then let me know if that's something we could do. We could figure out a way, but we have to do it within like the next week and a half. And I'd rather it be someone that listens to the show. All right, May 3rd. We're going to add some people. And they're going to, I would say within the week, they'll figure it all out. So if you send it to Todd, to the normal email, we're forwarding it over. But if you didn't, send it to Todd Glass taping at Gmail. Todd Glass taping at Gmail. Your name, whatever they ask you. This guy, Kyle, he's a very nice guy. I told him to be nice to everybody. Is he? I think he probably is. Because he seems like a nice person and he's working on all the putting the audience together. But we're diligent on it. If you sent something in, we have it. It just didn't get lost in the shuffle. We have it if you sent it in. All righty. So I hope send it to Todd Glass taping at Gmail. But for the artwork, toddglasscomedy@gmail. Whew, I probably fucked something up there. I think that's good. Now, let me try to explain today's show, because I know Danny LaBelle's going to be listening, and I want to do him proud. It was a little bit of a roller coaster because, well, I'm going to start this way. There's no doubt Danny LaBelle is a funny fuck. I mean, he had me convulsing when he was doing, well, you'll hear it. You'll hear it. I mean, wow. But I know he was a little paranoid because he's not a regular smoker and he felt like it might have made him get a little bit lost. And there were times when it was a little like difficult. I was like trying to sway him one way, he was going another way. But man, he's so funny that sometimes I'll end up landing on something and then you're like, oh, okay, I'm glad it was worth going through all that confusion. But there's no doubt he is a funny, funny person, but I don't think you can ever make a mistake with these podcasts if you're honest. And there were times, I don't mean organized chaos like I always want it to be. Sometimes it was like, but now you can enjoy it. Like you can go, oh, I think that's what Todd's talking about. Or is Todd trying to go get him to go that way? And he keeps, don't overread into it, but I feel better dropping it with that type of setup. I know with all that, you're like, how are we not going to overthink it? I'm convulsing at times, but then there are other times where I'm trying to get Danny to go one way and trying to get him to do a bit or not do a bit or move on. And He said he felt like he might have gotten a little high and not, you know, got a little lost. So we cradle people like that, and that's what we'll do as we listen to this show. Now that you know that, you can listen to it, and I think it could be a fun little trip. Alrighty. Thank you, and good night. Good morning. Look at you getting up. Get up. Just get up. Jump out of bed. Just get get up. I'm proud of you.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Huh? It's new. I'm very professional now. So this is going to be the shortest opening. Matter of fact, this will be under 5 minutes, this little opening we're doing. Oh, yeah. Mark my word. I say this sometimes because it's true. I'm very excited. I feel like we haven't been here in a while. Danny LaBelle is back. And Yo-Off is here.
Nick Yo-Love.
It's his wrong name.
Nick Yo-Love.
Maybe we could do it without the music. Could we do it without this and just do it right?
Nick Yo-Love.
Guys.
Yeah, Nick Yo-Love.
Guys.
Hey.
Danny, I should make you my AD.
What's that?
I don't know.
You got the job.
You got the job. You got the job. I'm the worst guy at hiring an AD. What's an AD? You're hired. Nothing you can't learn. What are you doing, Aristotle, over here?
I'm not sure what you mean.
All right, now I'm going to tell everyone why that's funny, because then we'll do it anyway. Picture my Danny LaBelle in the middle of me talking, got up and walked over to the to get a hot cup of water. Danny, I don't know if he's doing that comedically.
Well, he was offered a hot cup previous to the show start, and so that
hot
one,
water.
I think
does that fill you up? Listen. We're so happy you're back. Like you know, I'm prepared. I'm gonna buckle myself in. I know me and Yo-Off both, me and Yo-Off, we both appreciate you, you know. What's this?
Nick Yo-Love.
You know, I used to think that every listener listened to every show, but they don't. The last time you were here, my friend Lynn confused two names, Nick and Yo-Off, and he went, Nick Yo-Love, and it and became that. So we'll be playing that. Not yet. We'll get it going. Just take it easy. Hey, take it easy. But I'm very happy you're here because me and you laugh the same way. Like, I love it when, you know, Danny gets us going and we're punching the wall. It's going to be fun. Aristotle, good to have you here. Gabe is here. Gabe, what's your last name again, Gabe? Real loud.
Steiner.
Gabe Steiner. So he's hanging out today. What is wrong with me? Jake Adams is here. And ladies and gentlemen, Robbie Kirkhoff.
Oh, the Kirkhoff family?
Oh, the Kirkhoff.
Oh, Robbie Kirkhoff. I didn't know he was of the Kirkhoff family. We would have maybe reconsidered his engagement.
I'm Robbie Kirkhoff.
All right, so listen. So that'll be done up front. Oh, one quick thing. Ugh. Yeah, I'll feel better. I could edit it out later, but
don't.
You know the whole thing with the marriage, them not allowing the bakery
in Indiana.
Yeah, in Indiana. This is I try to cover something I know no topic. I know they don't want to serve people. First of all, who needs wedding cake anyway? No, that's what I. That's my way to deal with it.
Just the religious, like they made the law. If you follow religion, right? You
don't. I know that. I love to watch, and this is going to be quick because it will be. I love to watch people that are confused. Like, you know, you can. The best thing you can do is when you argue with someone you disagree with, go down on record afterwards saying, "No, we disagreed, but that person answered my questions. I answered their questions." Sometimes these people, they don't realize that, like, from afar, it's not up for debate. You got caught in a lie. You know you're sweating because they're so confused on what makes something something. You know, they're like just because I say 2 + 2 = 7 doesn't mean I'm bad at math. It does. Go ahead.
They're unclear.
They're unclear because they want to say, like, you know, they don't understand. Let me tell you something. Here's the way I want to say it. Like, I've got caught lying in my life. And when I was – the younger you are, the more it doesn't matter how dead you're caught, you will still lie. But internally, that hand, you got caught with your hand in the cookie jar. This will come full circle. That means you know you're fucking caught just because outwardly you don't go, "You got me, Mom and Dad." Inwardly, I remember the feeling of a 5-year-old person going, "Fuck, you're caught." It's the same with them. When you ask questions that they don't want to answer, they know they're caught. You know, they don't, just because they're not admitting it, just because in the middle of it, even an interviewer that might be hard on them and ask some good questions, because they don't go, "Oh my God, you just," inwardly they know, I think. Some of them.
They're guilty.
So here's what it is. This one of these people that got caught.
I'm taking this seriously.
The big thing is that, you can't compare it. The same thing over and over again, but it hits from a different slant. You can't compare back when they were using the Bible to, and I try to be even fair to God, and even in these discussions, it's man's interpretation of the Bible has fucked things up. Okay? I'm trying to be clear here. They tried to use it, you know, back with slavery, and they found in the Bible, or women's rights, they find things in the Bible. But it was at the gym, and I want to get past this real quick, but I think it's an important point. The guy goes, there was a guy that worked at the gym. He was having a conversation with someone else, and I decided, fuck it, I'm going to join in this conversation.
You eavesdropped.
Yes. And he said, well, what they can't compare, what you hear a lot, the gay thing, the gay plight to the black, because people didn't choose to be black. So instead of arguing him, because I could have, but it's so much cleaner, I went, yeah, I'll give you that, like, even though it's on the fence, but interracial marriaging, that's a choice. So is that okay if a couple, real with no tone in my voice, I thought, you know, you can't come in like, because then they know, you just go, let me, yes, almost like you want to educate yourself. You go, now, what about with interracial marriaging? Because that is a choice. That cleaned that up right away. Instead of me going, well, it is a choice. Who gives a fuck? Take 3 seconds, clean it up, which means you're right. Being black isn't a choice, but being gay is a choice. I'll give it to you. But what about interracial marriaging?
You posed the question.
Am I saying it right? I know what you're doing. I don't care. As long as I can keep talking. So that person that's asked that in an interview that doesn't answer, that doesn't go, because they don't want to go. I think, what about interracial marriage? Should that, if establishment doesn't want to serve that or cater their wedding, is that okay? And they'll go, well, that's not what we're talking about. Oh, you're confused. It is. It is what they're talking about. So what can you do? Just, I guess, eat pizza.
There's nothing you can do.
I don't. There is a lot you can do. I didn't really cover that. I just thought that was interesting to go to the interracial thing because am I saying that right? Interracial marriaging. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's start the show. Who gives a shit anymore? I'm tired of fucking arguing.
Interracial.
Oh yeah. I'm exhausted.
Interracial.
I'm exhausted.
That's the best way to say it.
It's going to be a fun show. Danny LaBelle's fucking it up already. Wouldn't join in a serious. You know what? It's okay. I'm so happy.
I joined in.
No, you didn't. You were mocking me. You think I'm stupid?
It wasn't a mock.
I'll edit it out. No one will ever know.
Damn it. The Todd Glass situation. A bunch of lies about
just
my
let this
life.
Breathe.
True stories about my 30-year career in stand-up comedy. Please welcome to the program the very funny Todd Glass.
Wow. Yeah, you got to play this intro every week.
Wait.
Could be a new listener.
Cut the intro. No. Cut the intro. Please.
No, I'll let the betting music roll. No, let the Listen, betting music roll.
But can you turn it down?
No. Hey.
Todd,
you want it to be another year?
You think I'm not serious about... Well, first of all, that's another topic. You know, I've had my agent several times calling to the show's producers, and I've...
Your agent's on the phone right now.
Harry Shalom?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, turn the music off. I'll take the call. I'm not afraid. Is this really your manager?
Yeah.
Okay, go. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hold on. Oh, gee, he has trouble. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's okay. It's okay. Okay. Okay, hello? Who is this?
Harry Shalom, Shalom and Birnbaum.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you got my boy LaBelle on the show. Did he show up on time?
He did, actually. He shows up right on time with his friend.
Did he take the topic at the top seriously, or was he mocking?
Between me and you, he's in the other room now.
I know.
But he... first of all, I'm so glad you asked. I love that he seems like you care. He didn't take it totally seriously, but I love him so much, and we just moved past it.
He's got a lot of bright things to say about things. Don't let him get away with it.
Really? Go back and breach the topic again?
Go back to the topic because he's a sharp kid. He doesn't give himself enough credit.
You really think the world to him, don't you?
I really do. I believe in this kid wholeheartedly.
How long have you been managing him? And I tell you the truth, I think I answered the phone with an aggressive tone because I thought you were going to, I don't know, for some reason maybe yell at me. But
No. I understand show business. It's a tough business.
Who are your other clients?
Well, I dropped everyone for LaBelle.
Oh, who did you have?
You know, Mike the Juggler?
You had him?
I had him for a little while. Very difficult guy to deal with.
Well, a juggler, you know. Yeah, well. Anyway, let me play my intro, and then we'll call you back later.
Listen.
What's your name again? I apologize.
Harry Shalom. Shalom Birnbaum Associates.
I'm having a little problem. I got to be honest with you. When you go Shalom Associates, what was it again? Seriously.
It's Harry Shalom.
Okay. Now, hold on.
Yes.
You're plowing past me.
Okay, go ahead.
I hear the first part.
Yes.
Could you pause after that and then say, Harry?
Harry.
Yeah?
Shalom.
Okay, that I get. Now, what's the rest?
Of Shalom Birnbaum and Associates.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to you. You sound like a lovely man.
I left a lot of messages over the past year to try and get LaBelle on the show. People really like his impressions.
People love everything about Danny LaBelle. I love Danny LaBelle, and that's the truth, to George Carlin. Like, he gets me laughing.
How come it took you so long to rebook the kid?
We'll talk about that later in the show.
A lot of people complain he doesn't bring anything. Is that it?
No, I don't. I like that you didn't bring anything.
I told him to bring a nice basket or something.
No. He I'm
pancake
glad.
Pancake mix.
Pancake mix. Okay, let's play the intro.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, nice. Good talking to you, Mr. from Brim.
Listen, we should stay in touch. I'm planning on representing a lot more people, so I'd like to start sending them over as I sign them.
Well, I might need a manager. Well, no, I'm with new management, but it's new
management? I used to work with them.
No, I'm with Mosaic now.
Not new management.
Oh, come on!
I'm with Mosaic. Their offices are on Sunset Boulevard.
Hello.
There's
a
guitar.
No, we're doing a bit.
There's a lot of background noise.
Well,
they represent successful, famous people.
Todd, This is Harry Shalom. It's Danny LaBelle's agent. Hello?
Mosaic.
I'm getting a lot of background noise.
They represent Brandon Wardell.
I got to switch carriers. It's the carrier. I got to switch carriers. Oh, my God.
Shut the fuck
up. Oh, my
up.
God. It's terrible.
All right.
There's something wrong with the phone.
I have to hang up on him.
I'm sorry. I got to. Hello, Todd. Are you there?
Okay.
I think I can hear
you. No, that's all. Okay. But whoever won... All right, we had to hang up on him. I need this show already. I got to let go of the control. Let it be mayhem. Could we get a rag for that phone so it doesn't make noise every time? All right, let's play the intro. Let's do it. We got to do it professional. Oh, yeah. This is a new one. Is your headphones okay? Good. Oh, my God. This is going to be fun. Folks, just if you're a first-time listener, let it breathe.
Hey, it's Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Oh, Robbie Kirkhoff's here, everybody. I try to plug him a lot because I know he...
Most frequent guest.
Robbie Kirkhoff, everybody.
You've set a record 4 times.
Pause the music. What's your Twitter, Robbie? Nice and loud.
At Lord Robbie K, LordRobbie.
That's the worst Twitter. Here we go.
Anyway, go back.
Sorry, we got to do our opening. Shh. No talking.
My God, it's Maron. Mark Maron. I don't know what I got to do to get on your fucking show.
Start being nice to people. I know what you do.
John, it's Nick Swartz.
Nope. Next call.
Doing your podcast.
No, I don't.
If you don't fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever.
Wow, it's a real show. I mean, it is. Why do you think I play this? Because it lets people know, oh, it's a real show. Wait till you hear.
Don Rickles historian, Todd Glass.
Wow. Time. Comics only. Paul Provenza, that's 1990.
David Feldman. I'm Jewish.
Why call and tell me you're Jewish? It seems ridiculous. David Feldman, I'm Jewish.
He's one of our favorites. He's making his 68th appearance,
you know,
on the
who
show.
This is?
The son of Maureen and Paul Glass. Todd grew up in a small town outside Philadelphia, a town that knew nothing of show
Johnny
business.
Johnny Carson. Jimmy Kimmel.
A Conestoga High School student.
That's
had a
Johnny
revelation
Carson.
While hosting the senior class variety show 3 years in a row. He loved to perform.
It's Jimmy
Todd
Kimmel.
Appeared
I hear Ed McMahon in the background.
Night every Tuesday.
It's Jimmy
and
Kimmel.
Like a Roman candle, it wasn't long before his career was shooting skyward,
I hear
brightly
the
lighting the Hollywood sky.
That's an unmistakable
Todd has appeared on the cover of Rolling
Ed
Stone
McMahon
eight
laugh.
Times,
it's
People
Jimmy
Magazine
Kimmel.
12 times, and Good Housekeeping once. However, Todd is best known for his work with underprivileged
I love the
children,
opening, I'm not going
to
lie.
Millions of dollars to charities all over the world, all without taking a single tax deduction. This is an exciting night for us because tonight, for the first time ever, the most handsome man in all of show business, with a head of hair to die for and cheeks that every grandma wants to squeeze, has agreed to share with us his beautiful singing voice.
There's even nobody like Johnny, even today.
It's not Johnny, it's Jimmy Kimmel. It's Jimmy Kimmel.
7,000 songs, 80 of them today.
I can feel the music getting ready.
And his iPod has over 4,000 tunes on it.
No.
His new CD, Todd Glass, In Your Face, The Way You Like It, is number 2 on the charts, and it has not even been recorded yet. Ladies and gentlemen, a man that needs no introduction, Mr. Todd Glass.
He was
no.
a showbiz giant, and nobody
big.
Has been able to fill those shoes.
No, that's Jimmy Kimmel.
That's Johnny Carson.
What else you got,
sad
Jimmy?
Sad when a comedian.
What else you got,
goes,
Jimmy?
You know?
The entertainer's entertainer, Todd Glass.
Yeah, it's nice, but I'm trying to start a real show. Todd, can you throw me
Glass.
A bone?
Todd
Please say
Glass.
Hello to comedy's national to treasure, Todd Glass.
All righty, there I'll take it. Who did you think that was just there? Who did you think that
the
was?
The first one or the second one?
The both of them.
The first one was Johnny Carson.
Well, I got news for you.
Wrong!
Wrong, 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 wrong.
I know what I'm not wanting.
I want to start the show. Where you go? Where you going? That truly is driving me nuts. Who gets up in the middle of a fucking show? Look, you can do whatever you want, but I got to be in the moment. Like, I can't just let you. Where were you going to go?
I was going to go home.
Well, why?
Because I had enough of this.
I need pot.
I'm going to go home, Todd.
I need marijuana really bad.
Just about had it up to here.
Can we play... I was just a lovely boy.
I know, I know.
We didn't know.
I know Johnny Carson when I hear.
That was not Johnny Carson. That was Jimmy Kimmel.
That was Johnny.
Jiminy Crimbles, as Blake Wexler says.
That was Johnny.
Jiminy Crimbles?
No, that was.
Grew up watching him.
Guess who that was?
Johnny Carson.
Who do you think it was?
Golf club swing.
Remember when John? When you know when Jay first took over the Tonight Show, he did a thing with the guitar where he went boom, boom, like he was like giving a strum of the guitar. He thought he needed to. I sort of understand that. Like it would be easy to pick on that, but you just think, do I need to have my thing? But the answer was no, you don't. Just Johnny happened to have. You know how that golf swing started?
He was golfing.
Exactly. Anyway.
He used to swing a golf club in the beginning of the show.
He would be like, after he was done his monologue, they'd go, dun 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 dun, and he'd swing
the
golf club.
Was it a fake golf club?
Yeah, a fake golf club.
Swing the golf club. Oh, look at this.
All right, listen. I got a lot of show to do. I'd like to introduce you. I'd like to do it right. But before I introduce you, everybody take a deep breath. Oh, come on, guys.
Listen,
it's not professional.
Todd, I'm nothing if I'm not professional. Let's see. Well, go ahead. You take it from here.
Can I tell you something? I wanted to do this, and then we're going to introduce you. A lot of our listeners, the people wake up heavy sometimes.
Happens to me every morning.
And they are stressed out of their minds. Yeah. And I know that feeling. You just wake up and you have. Cut. Once you get the day going, you can. The heaviness, the heaviness will go away.
Subside.
Because you can't choose what's going to happen in your life. I mean, sometimes an old song.
What does it know?
Sometimes
say?
An old song says it all.
What's he pointing to?
When I was just a little girl.
Is that the name of this song?
I asked my mother.
Listen.
I like to know what goes on behind the scenes of shows.
Listen to the words.
Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said.
Heard it. I've heard this song before. Last time I was on the show.
I'm going to let it breathe.
Whatever will be, will be. The future is ours to see. Que sera, sera.
Hold on. I want to interrupt it at a good part. Watch.
What will be, will be.
Now you're going to agree. Watch.
When I grew up and fell in love.
What?
I know what this is about.
What is it about?
The first time America heard that song was in the Hitchcock film, The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Is that true?
Is this a trivia show?
All right, listen.
And they fell in love with it.
What I'd like to do. What is this song? Maybe someone's laying in bed right now. This song's making them feel light. Did you ever think of that, Danny?
The word Haagen-Dazs doesn't have any definition. Doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
What do you mean?
It's just phonetically, it sounds like a Germanic word or something. Haagen-Dazs. Maybe it sounds from like the Netherlands. But the guy who created Haagen-Dazs, he never.
It's brilliant.
He just came up with the word. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, I got
so
news for
no
you.
There's no definition for it.
I got news
wrong!
For you.
Wrong!
Wrong, 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 wrong,
wrong,
wrong, wrong,
wrong, wrong.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
Look it up.
Sit back down.
Look it up.
Sit back down.
Does anyone have a
Seriously, this is real. To George Carlin, sit down.
Does anyone have an internet phone?
You need to start listening a little. You need to start listening. But I also want you to do whatever you want. It's a weird thing trying to control you. I don't want to control you, but I don't want to control you too much. So here's what I'm going to do. Hi, I love you.
Thank you.
It's very and we're going
nice
to do
to
the
be back.
And don't think we're not going to do the Beatles. I want you to do
I
that
I had
too.
A talk with my management.
We were just
agent.
Three boys.
And he told
we were
me
just
be,
three boys.
Look, I know you like all the gimmicks and the
We were just three boys.
Todd, I can't
do it.
Do it. I can't
do it.
Do it today.
Do it.
I have to be serious. I got off the phone with my management.
Hold on one
agency.
Second. I got to take a deep breath.
It's both.
Let's play Danny in. Let's do it through the house. Let's make it exciting.
We're starting the show?
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. That was great. Look at Gabe taking it home.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, this is why I don't do other podcasts. I say if there's not a guy who's dedicated to the horn, I'm not coming.
Well, last time you thought that the show was all about the trumpet player because you told...
Is it not?
Yeah, you said that. No, no, I want to be honest with me here. You thought that I heard you whisper to him when I left the room that this show is every other podcast is nothing without a trumpet player. Now, do you still feel that way?
I said a lot of crazy things back then, Todd. I don't know, man.
Okay, listen, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom.
I didn't know how show
all right,
work,
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have judged you. I just
Come
thought
on,
you were
man.
Still.
No.
Can I be honest?
Can I be honest?
I was paranoid. Now, let me be honest first.
Okay, you be honest.
I'm embarrassed that I thought that you were still telling him Jesus that this podcast was
this
nothing.
This is so
about.
Embarrassing to me.
I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. I was young. I didn't know how showbiz worked.
I know. You,
of course.
Now, yeah, he adds
I thought
to the
it
podcast,
was a kind of a horn not, type of thing.
He's not the whole podcast.
Right, of course not.
He's a bonus to
Are
what
you kidding
I
me?
Do.
I didn't know how it worked. I was young.
I'll be right back. Hey, all do right. you mind running the show for me while I'm gone?
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay. I love bits. You don't have to fucking make sense. Yeah. I just want to get out of the room.
Well,
so you
if you have to go, then go. Do.
I'll be right back. You'll go. Hey, I'm really glad you had a change of it. Well,
hi, this is the Todd Glass show, and
you know, Danny, can I just say thank you because
this one over
the
there.
Same way.
By the way, listen to me.
Yeah, I
what I said last time, I meant it 100%.
You're the only one who understands the
Look,
show.
This guy, he's all about another. Oh, and to play that. Play that wrong thing. Play the wrong one. The wrong. 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 Play the wrong. Wrong. Play the wrong. I'm taking over the show. Come on. Play the wrong. The wrong. Play it. Wrong. Play the wrong. Play it.
The nope. The yeah, the note. This one here?
Yeah, that one. Wrong.
and that's
how we do it. And look who's back from the bathroom, Todd Glass.
Wait, hold on. I have an idea.
The show
I
just like
idea.
You would do it.
You think that I love taking bits. That was great. I want you to do this.
I was running
this way.
It, by the way, just like you would run it.
Act like. Yeah, cool. I want to do it even more,
with
though.
With the signs
I want
you to
and take
everything.
Control
I am
these posts.
I am.
I'm going to leave the room again.
I am.
You basically. Oh, no. I take a week off. And I find out, I take a week off and I let you, you know, like do the podcast. I'm filling that week.
Okay.
And your podcast is mocking me. Like you think, like, I hear it. I'm like, he's insulting me. Like,
okay.
You're putting the notes. You're like, yeah. And then, but that's the joke is like, yeah, I'm like making fun of Todd Glass. I find out, you know, that's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
So I have the week off. People are tuning in the podcast, and it starts, and it's you mocking
okay.
me. Okay. Okay. Is this a lot of work to give you?
No.
I'm so excited.
Danny, do you want to start with the regular opening?
Yeah, let's start with the regular opening.
Okay. We can do that.
And call me Todd.
Shut up!
I take guest hosting very seriously.
You don't waste any time. I'll tell you what. Now I remember why I put up with all that other bullshit you do up front. Because once you get into it, you fucking, but God damn it, you deliver.
Aren't you
so
supposed
for
to
that,
be...
I have to watch you move yeah. things around the table for an hour and a half. Then get up and go get a hot cup
right,
of tea.
Right.
But once you fucking get your all cylinders
rolling,
going, you
and
fucking
think,
fire away like
you
a
have
motherfucker.
The week off and let's
okay,
get,
I'm not going to interrupt again.
You're not even
again.
Supposed to be here.
I'm not going
to
interrupt again. It was just hard. You know why? Because right off the bat, you go, call me Todd. Like, you take it right to the... But now I pull back, and I enjoy the bit.
I went to a serious comedy school, Todd. I don't want to drop names, the groundlings, but I was taught a lot of things, and one thing is when you're in a bit, you don't go back and forth in the bit.
Oh, I do. I break that
No,
rule.
You don't do it.
No, I do.
I learned it in a class,
it
Todd.
It doesn't matter.
This isn't just me talking off the top of my head. This is in a class. It's part of a fucking curriculum. Take
yeah, but
it
you
seriously.
Can break. There's no
that part of the show.
Oh, God.
What? Okay, let's. He's not going to do it again, I don't think, because he's learned his lesson. This comes straight from, you know, Phil Hartman's School of Comedy, I think. You know. They're real comedy rules that you just don't mess with. Okay, now
Got
let's
it.
Let's
okay,
start
let's get
with
the
music.
The
we start with the music. That's right, you know who it is. It's Todd Glass.
The Todd Glass situation.
That's the book I wrote.
True stories about my 30-year career in stand-up comedy. Please welcome
it's
the
It's 31.
Very funny. Todd Glass.
Get out of here. No, keep playing it.
Most frequent guest on the program. You've set a record 4 times.
No, he didn't.
Todd Glass.
We got to cut that one out.
Yeah!
Feldman.
Who?
I'm Jewish.
Mention that he's Jewish.
Veteran comedian,
and podcast pioneer.
A little more than a veteran.
Is with us, and now best-selling author. Todd Glass, how you doing, Todd?
That's my name.
I wouldn't do that, but the others were all good, actually. Oh, my God, I want the show to start.
Please say hello to comedy's national treasure, Todd Glass.
Hello back to you. And hello back to you.
All right, it's been a serious week of things. I don't like to get too serious right off the top, but I got to get serious, and then we're going to get into the comedy stuff a little.
Did I spit on you?
No. A little later, but right now,
this is
we're going to have to talk about something that happened in Nebraska. Now, I don't want to George Carlin, I don't want to get too upset here, but I want to tell you, it's an ugly state. And it's an ugly state of affairs, is what I meant to say. It's an ugly state of affairs, Nebraska, and I hope I didn't offend anyone in Nebraska. You know I love you in Nebraska. Oh, do you hear that? It's my dog. I got a bit for everybody here. Everybody at once. You say, my dog. Ready?
Okay. My dog.
That's what he thinks I do.
Oh, God.
Okay, all right. Cut the dog off. Cut the dog off. Too much with the dog. Enough with the dog.
Can I tell you what's scary about this impersonation? And I want you to go back to it. I thought about something. It's a compliment, but you can get confused in the middle. It has to be good for me to be enjoying it when the tone, the voice, it's not there at all.
Mm.
But everything else is that it's so powerful, yeah. The rest of it, that you don't care. That it's like, it's so funny that without even the cadence, you just, that's weird to listen to it. It makes me laugh. God, that barely saw, maybe I should edit this out. No, it's fun to, no, you know what you catch yourself, and like I have had a little fresh air, is that you start go, well, you catch yourself. There's something smells of being narcissistic. Oh, I love listening to that impersonation of me. But it is fun because you see an exaggerated version of yourself. I'm very clear to say that. No, of course, I like when people do an impersonation of me. It's okay to see a very exaggerated version of what you actually are. No, it's not that exaggerated. That's why it's so pathetic. And then you go, everybody go, whoa, woo, 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 woo. And you go, ha, ha, ha. That's basically what I do. You sound like something I would have everybody do, like, you know, it's the Todd Glass Show, it's the Todd Glass Show.
It's the Todd Glass Show,
yeah, then,
it's the Todd Glass Show. Put that on a loop.
Out to our good friends at the podcast.
Then I would do that in real life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Todd Glass Show, the Todd Glass Show. Everything is better on the Todd Glass Show. It's the best podcast I'll ever know. Because everything is better on the Todd Glass Show. Okay, I do that, so basically why was that any worse than the thing you did?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm saying it's pathetic. I have to rethink my whole idea of a podcast.
I like the show the way it is.
What is it called when the ship, when they have to slow it down? They put anchor. Throw the anchor in, Joe. We might have to ease up on our jingles. No,
the only thing
make a jingle about that.
The only thing I think this show does wrong is you have a quote up on a blackboard that's been up for quite a long time.
Oh, don't talk about that. That's
from
just
Dimitri Martin's grandmother.
Oh, that. Yeah, I like
and
that.
And it's a partial quote. It's not the whole thing she said. And I've mentioned it to you before, and you don't. It's just taking a snippet out of context, and you misread the whole thing.
Okay, hold on. What is it? Are you being serious? Okay. Can I tell people?
Oh, yes. You go ahead.
Oh, so you're going to read it as you read. Can I read it how I read it?
You read it how you read and explain it to me, and then I'll tell you what she really meant.
Okay.
Because I know her.
I didn't know you knew her, to be honest. Or I would have.
I
didn't know that.
I grew up in the same neighborhood as Dimitri.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's get to the bottom of it, I guess. I feel better because I really like Dimitri.
In Little Greece, New York.
Okay. I always read it as, let me not overthink it, good people want good things to happen, and bad people want bad things to happen. Dimitri's grandmother.
First of all, it's sad that you put this up because this was already post-dementia. This was when she was staring at a window and a squirrel was eating an acorn. Then she goes, good people want good things to happen. Bad people want bad things to happen. And the rest of the quote is, and people who are neither good nor bad want neither good nor bad things to happen. That's the full quote.
Ha ha ha! Wow. You mother. Wow. You know what I say after you do that? You get, oh, that. Sure. It deserves what you just did to celebrate really loud.
The Scottish Jew from Comical Radio with Rise of the Radio Show.
I did that.
His album is called Some Kind of Comedian. Give it up for Danny Lowe.
Danny Lowe.
Available under artist management, Shalom and Birnbaum and Associates.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do.
I have to plug them.
I want to introduce you.
They said all business has to come through them now. I'm sorry. They gave me a hard time because I accepted a gig that didn't come through them.
He loves saying that. This guy loves the show business. He loves telling that his management got upset because it means they care about him. They got so upset at the choice
they don't like
I made.
It. They said, look.
They didn't give a shit for
stay
real.
Stay straight. We have a plan that they put together with me in a boardroom. Whatever. And, you know, we all sat around. I don't know if this has ever happened for you, Todd, but executives in suits, some of them three-piece suits.
Oh.
We sat around, and I walked in. They walked me in. And they offered me water bottles, and they, I sat there, and they had a PowerPoint presentation of what they think they're going to do with my career, and they had a guy, a Photoshop artist, who Photoshopped different shirts on me, and they showed me what they would look like and how it would affect me. And then they had a they brought in a focus group of different people, and they all commented on how friendly I look with the different shirts. And then they told me, and then they had another guy who,
my God.
They had another guy who came in and told me how much the shirts would cost and how I could finance them.
Can I tell you the power of that bit? Yes, I dissected. I don't know totally what was going on, but I loved it. Like, I was a little lost, but I thought everything was still great about it. Like, I thought, I don't really know what's going on. I think there's something, and then I forgot, but I still loved it, like, every second of it. Even what was, but can I now go back?
That was a meeting that I had with my
Let me be investigative. I'm going to be the first guy who investigates bits. I'm a real news team.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the, you know, investigate the bit.
And I'm going to be a hard witness to get stuff out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, go
ahead. Here's me, the investigator. I would have something maybe. Danny LaBelle. What was the character? I forgot the bit. I hate when I do that. I feel like an idiot.
What?
No.
You were going to interrogate me and
oh, yeah. So what was the bit?
What
was
what going bit? On? What bit do you want,
that
Mr.
you were
Glass?
Just doing?
What are you talking about, Mr.
The
Glass?
Bit you were just doing. What was that bit? As soon as you tell me, I'll be like, you know how it is. You're like, oh, yeah. But you have to jog my memory.
You talking about the when my management called me in and they had a meeting?
Yeah, what was going on? Cause that
it was a bit,
you were,
man.
Who called you in because you were trying to say how important you were?
I had, a lot of people like sat around for my agency, whatever. It's nothing.
Oh, you have a lot of people, a big team working for you?
Yeah, what's up?
How many people do you... Meanwhile, he's loving it. He's got a big boner. He's so excited that they think he's important. Oh, you're the real deal. He's like, yeah, it don't matter.
No, whatever.
Oh, well, you seem to tell us for 20 minutes. So
it's all fine. Scooby-Doo. You know what I mean?
Do you like to sing, this guy here?
No, it's
I
fine.
I get right to it.
It's cool. It's
you
cool.
want to sing?
I do a little singing. It's all right.
Do you want to sing?
Yeah, I do want to sing.
No, does that character want to sing?
No, if you're asking me for real, I
want
to sing.
I want you to want to sing. Well, I'll put a song up. Do you mind if we put up? Can I choose it?
No, I respect that, Mr. Glass, because nobody ever asked me that, if I want to sing or not.
Well, I think you have a your speaking voice is beautiful.
People just assume all the time he don't want to sing, but I do.
Well, I have the same problem.
It's true. I'll be in so many awkward social situations.
We're not laughing at you.
Nah,
we're laughing because
cool.
you said, here's
it's
what happened.
No, a guy that's, you know, as high up as you, can't you just be like, oh, I want to sing now?
No, it's cool because I respect people.
You sold a lot of records.
I sold too many records. I don't even remember now. It's a lot of records, man. It should be flying off the shelves back when record stores were hot, you know? People be buying it. I don't know. People be buying it.
Are you in L.A. for a while, or are you on the road?
Yeah, I'm in and out. You know, I'd be always coming in and out because showbiz stuff calling, and then they'd be like, "Oh, we got a meeting for you over here," and then next thing you know, you in Buffalo.
like, that's a big deal.
Because they got no,
like, that's
no,
a big deal.
No, Todd, no, Todd. Cause Todd, they got morning TV there. They got a morning show. No, he don't know. He don't know. They got a morning show there. Heidi and Luisa. They sit you down. They ask you, hey, what's up in Buffalo? It's good morning. And then where you gonna be? And you be playing at the Chuckle Place or whatever it is. And you're doing stuff. And they'd be like, no, I'm gonna be there. And then people say, no, that's it. I gotta get my weekend on. And I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get my weekend on. But that's it. Yeah, they got morning television in Buffalo. You didn't know that?
Can I come back? Can we talk more with you? I'd like to talk more with you right
sure.
after this. We'll take a break. We'll be right
fine.
Back.
That's fine. I'll be sitting here.
I know what I'm doing.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this.
I can help.
I've got two strong arms, I can help.
Oh, yeah.
It would sure do me good.
It won't be bad.
Do you good, let me help.
I can help. Don't worry.
It's the fact that people get lonely, ain't nothing new. But a person like you, oh, should never have the blues. Let me help.
I would love to help.
I've got two for me, let me help.
I want to help.
It would sure do me good.
It's not bad.
Do you good, let me help.
I really want to help. I hope you know I'm sincere. I really
when I
want
go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream.
And it's a very nice bed where I sleep.
Holding me tight and telling me everything.
I got really good sheets and clothes.
Well, don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you.
I wish I could help. I really want to help.
I can help.
I'm not a liar.
What do you think? What do you think of this? What do you think of this? Just perfectly placed trumpets. Crank it up. Here we go. Shut the music off. Hold on. We did this once before in the show, and I want to go back to interviewing that character. I don't, you know, but that was really good. I couldn't tell who was playing the trumpet, and we've done it as a joke before. But do what you were just doing. Put some reverb. Oh, now hold on, Gabe. I asked him. Oh, that is you.
Yeah, that's Danny doing that.
Wow.
So, I made it.
No, now, Gabe, hold on. Close your eyes. Now, I don't.
Did it. I finally did it.
That was really good. I'm
I
trying
made
to
it in the air trumpet
keep,
world.
Keep within the bit. That was really good, but I couldn't figure out. That sounded like a real trumpet.
Give me a little bit of it.
Play the other person. Let me hear the other. Go ahead. Sounds like somebody's lips. Yeah. That's somebody's lips. It's a guy trying. Oh, I can play like a trumpet.
That's Gabe for sure, Todd.
What?
That's Gabe for sure.
Oh, that's Gabe?
That's Gabe.
Oh, that is Gabe. Oh, yeah. You can't it's better. It, Danny's better without the trumpet. Definitely. And I know what I'm talking about. I have a fine idea. And to George Carlin, that's Danny. Crazy good. Danny, that was so great.
He goes right back to it.
He needed the round of applause. He faked ended.
Danny, can you actually play the trumpet as well?
Play together. They're both playing different songs. Oh, two idiots. Two trumpet-playing idiots. He's going boom, bong, bong. He's going bing, bong, bong. Never did they think maybe to find a common tune.
Mr. Glass.
I heard it.
One trumpet.
Yeah,
Mr. Glass. Mr. Glass, when I was a child.
What's your name? Oh, yeah, thank you. Nice coming back to the interview.
I just want
to
say when I was a child.
How old are you?
No, I'm not a child no more. I used to be one.
We all did.
So whatever.
What am I, a dumb interviewer? Can I play something
for
you?
No, real talk. I ain't call you that.
What's your name again?
I ain't call. No, don't get personal.
I'm not getting personal. What's your name again?
I don't give that out in interviews.
You have a tour bus?
Yeah, I got a tour bus. So what? So what? I bought it.
Is it? No, a tour bus is like they're like $5 million.
Not mine.
Oh, yours was more?
No, I'm not gonna say how much mine was.
Oh. Is that 4 million? Is that a, you don't have to tell me what yours is because that would be.
Why such the mystery demeanor? You know.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool. I got my bus. It's my bus.
What do you know? How many people are in your bus? Oh, so I didn't know you had a bus.
Right now,
so you're the real. Yeah.
Right now, how many people in my bus?
Yeah, you have one or two buses.
I don't know.
Someone told me you
check my app. I got an app. What
just
they give
bus?
Me just this is just for like legit performers. They give us this app, know how many people in your bus at any time. No. So I don't know.
Is it a camera in there? Or do they have to check in when they walk into the bus?
No, it's just an app, son.
Oh.
I got Marty Allen works. Calling. Should we take it on the air?
Well, I
showbiz legend Marty Allen.
No, I would be uncomfortable.
Okay. Can I take it?
Yeah.
Marty, is this Marty? Oh, that's it. Hold on. Yeah, I thought it was Marty. I'm on a radio show. I put him on the air. Is he there? Yeah, I'm live on the air. You happen to call? Put Marty. Let's have him say hello.
Is this?
Oh, yeah, no. Hold on, let me. Yeah.
Is this a.
Nice call, you didn't expect to play.
All right, he's coming. Yeah, I'm in LA.
Is this wrong what we're doing?
We're on the air right now.
It's a nice call. This segment is. Let's remind people the segment. Oh, my God.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hey, it's Marty Allen.
Shut up.
On the Todd Glass Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay.
We said he shouldn't bother you out of nowhere. We're like, no, don't bother him. He's like, it's fine. He'll love it.
Marty's the greatest guy in showbiz.
Thank you so much.
Well, we love you.
How you doing,
Danny? Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're busy. We just celebrated my 93rd birthday.
Happy birthday. Maybe.
Woo!
Wait, everybody is
in
the
treat
studio.
Him with the respect he deserves. No live. Live trumpet.
We got a live trumpeter in the studio.
To 93rd birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marty. Happy birthday to you.
How do you like that?
Beautiful.
Yeah, we got a real trumpeter here.
Yeah, you know one.
This is here. That's. He's playing that because you're a war veteran.
Well, I'm giving him this. You know what? You want to give someone their proper
respect.
Yeah, you get an equivalent comedy military salute, right?
Marty Allen's one of the great showbiz legends of all time, and he's still playing all the time in Las Vegas, right, Marty?
Yes, sir.
Does Danny drive you nuts? Be honest. Like, we don't want you. We know you love him, but sometimes.
No, we love each other.
Oh, see, I like to hear that.
I love Marty.
I don't know why
we had a great time.
Starting up trouble.
So, happy birthday.
So, what's happening, Danny?
I'm on a high-budget show. They got a trumpeter and everything over here.
That's great.
Thank you. I just wanted to put you on the air so the listeners could hear you.
Okay. need a trumpeter?
Yeah, let's get that trumpeter back over here.
How about bum 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 bum?
Yeah, hit him with that. Yeah, Marty.
That's what we would do.
Yeah. What's that?
He goes, there's blood coming out of my ears.
All right, Marty.
Well, I was writing you to call. Karen called.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll give you a call later. All right, love you. Talk to you later.
Wow.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He was a sweetheart.
Oh, he's a wonderful guy.
Can I tell you, you'll totally know what I'm talking about. Like, even though I'm not, you know, aware of a lot of his work, every comedian knows who he is, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you just know he's, like, sort of in the fiber of comedy, especially, you know, now if you're 20, maybe not, but you ask any comedian today, everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
So I got, like, a little, like... Oh, and then I was like, I wanted to make sure I serviced him properly.
That was nice.
You know what I mean? I didn't want to like put it. I wanted to only make someone look good. That you know, especially like that. So I got a little nervous.
Oh, well,
that's why I kept yelling at Gabe.
He's a sweet guy.
When he played the trumpet, he goes, "Oh, it's so loud."
well, that's why.
And he's heard it all.
Yeah.
He's heard all different kinds of pitches.
What
and
does
everything.
That say about you, Gabe?
Well, that was a treat, huh?
I ran over to Gabe. You know what I did? I ran over to Gabe because I wanted to do, like I said, I wanted to service him well. I wanted to like make him, you know. And so I ran over to Gabe. I'm like, play something presidential. He's like, I don't know it. I go, it's Marty Allen. Do it, you dumb fuck.
He's
come on.
He's a bit of a tyrant to his staff, isn't he?
Well, he had just, you know, because that trumpet can save you in a weird moment. Bum, 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 bum.
I think Marty he appreciated it. I really
well,
do.
Well, he should because I'm billing him.
Good.
Oh, he's such a big shot. Let him pay for it. Listen. I got something I'm going to ask you to do for me as a favor. Well, first of all, what time is it?
8:05.
Oh, we're all good, right?
I just looked at the clock.
It's okay.
You asked me
that's
exactly
right.
The right
wow.
time.
Can I tell you something? This is a
did
compliment.
Did he verify it? Yeah.
Can I tell you this is a compliment?
Yes.
I am happy to find out it's only 8:05. That means I have a lot more time to spend with you.
Me too, I'm happy.
Because I thought to myself, you know what it felt like? And I thought, fuck, I bet it's going to be one of those nights where you're like, yeah, Todd, we've done 2 hours. And I'm like, we got to go wrap it up. But now... We have a shitload of time.
We go until 11?
Not 11, but let's just go. Let's just do it.
I'm in till 11.
What I said is true. I like that attitude. By the way, I really do. What I said is true. Like you come in and then you go, Danny, I'm gonna fucking. You're driving me. And then I remember this is the part.
This is the only attitude, by the way, that I've ever known. I'm born with it. This is you like it. Great.
I do like it.
But this is all I know, this attitude.
All right, relax.
All right.
Take it easy. This is all I know. What are you? Okay, listen, but you know what? I think it's good. So listen,
I thought that was really nice on a serious note. I thought it was nice how everybody sang him happy birthday. That's what I was hoping would happen.
I thought that was
nice.
I
wonder what she was calling
I was going to bring up, it's because it was his birthday. That's why they were calling. Yeah, because I, you know.
Let's play a nice song for Marty Allen. Oh, that sounds good. Picture Marty Allen dancing around with his. Is that his wife?
Yeah.
Dancing around. At night when they honor him. And you join in with the trumpet player with your mouth trumpet, and it annoys everybody. But you won't stop. Sounds good, actually. Are you trying to help him? I like these things along with it.
Hey! Hey! It's time! It's the Douglas Show, everybody! Huh? That's it!
Oh!
It's a wonderful time for everybody! Hi! Yes! Okay! That's good! Everybody dancing! That's a man!
everybody is dancing. It's great. We're having a long fun. A very, very good time. All right. Great. Great. Make the music even more music. I love it. Go, 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 go.
Oh, God.
I can't even describe for people at home the energy in the room right now. It's electric.
What
is going on right now? It's amazing. I have tears in my eyes. I have tears in my eyes. I cannot even see what happened.
We're freaking out. I swear to God, we're all freaking out.
I'm telling you, my eyes is covering tears. I cannot even see what's happening. There's so much joy and happiness in this room right now.
Oh, my God.
There is so much love and so much brotherhood. And how many people are dancing? I can't believe my eyes.
Oh, wow. Just take a break in real time, because that's what you got to go through. Wow.
Wow.
Shit.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you something, Danny? I am over here. Like, I just found a new compliment to give somebody. Like, some people make you laugh, and then there's people like, you know, like, one week you go, my face hurts. Someone's really making your face hurt, and that's true. Like, that happens, you know? And then...
facials.
And then my stomach hurt from Eddie Pepitone a few weeks ago. And that's another level of when your stomach literally hurts. Like, there are different levels of... A lot of people can make you laugh, but anyway, this brought it to another level. Past punching the wall, past convulsing. I was convulsing because it was so, like... And you know what? Want to hear the why, how I enjoyed that? Bet a bit when you were doing it.
Yeah,
here's what I was thinking. You were that was like you do you stole sort of my nuance, but you do it in another place. But you're the equivalent of me. But you're a good guy. Like we, you both you know, with the you like. But you took like the show. Maybe
so every bit has to have you in it to make you laugh.
No, that was mocking me. Come on,
no,
right?
No, it's cool, man.
Oh, shut up! Don't even in a bit
that's,
do it.
No, that's all right.
No,
you see how
that's a different guy.
What
anyway.
Todd tried to do, Todd like a boxer, come in with a side punch.
No,
that's what he do. He try to make it like, oh, it's a compliment.
But okay, really I need to know something.
But really, you fucking thief.
Here's what I
right
like.
Now, that's what he's trying to say. He's like, you know, there's different levels. There's a level with somebody real funny, and then there's a level somebody steals something from you. Break you. Try to fucking break you. I get it. Todd Glass Show should be called Lion Thieving Show. Stealing Lion.
Hey, listen. I want to go positive energy now.
Bumping and bumping. Can you turn that phone on and let maybe Yo off do a little like one of that sound?
Good, let's hear. Crank it up nice and loud for him. Oh,
beat goes. Nick Yola. Just back from the service. Yeah. He's a man amongst men. He watches the people. He be walking down the street at night. Watch out, it's Nick Yola. Very simple kind of walk. He doesn't tend to say thank you when you... Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. No, I mean,
you don't have to be sorry for anything.
Are very good, Yo.
You don't have to be sorry for anything. Okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm a good host.
Just the time that I brought you the whole box of cereal.
Listen, some people need it. And I know how to... I know how to ride this show.
Nope.
Soak it in, motherfuckers.
I get it. See, I know what he's doing.
Crank it up.
Shark. The answer is a shark. It's the only animal that never stops moving. It's a shark. Is it a shark? The only animal that never stops moving until it's dead.
Is that true?
It's a shark.
You know what I thought about the other day?
Yeah, what's up?
I thought about
why
it was worth shutting this music off.
It's a trivia show.
And I'm sorry for the last 10 minutes of the show. Yeah, it's a trivia show now. Sorry for the last 10 minutes of the show, but it was fun here.
Yeah.
And I don't choose, but we were just talking about. Oh, what were we just talking about?
Competitive dominoes.
No, stop. Come on. What
when two guys get together and they play dominoes until somebody loses for good.
Makes no sense. You're all talk and no fluff.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
I used to have a motorcycle. I'm not making this up.
Is that your motorcycle? No, is that your motorcycle? You make it sound like a big, tough motorcycle, but when you talked about it, the sound effects that are not, they're governed by the law. You said motorcycle.
God, every time I try to tell people about my motorcycle days, they mock me and make fun of me.
Your motorcycle?
Like you just did. I'll tell you something.
What type of motorcycle did you have?
Oh, good, you asked. No, don't do that to me, man. Come on.
I don't know where this. I'm lost in the bit. And I don't. Once I'm lost in a bit, I don't like to make pretend I'm not because it's scary.
Have a motorcycle, Todd.
What?
I'm not making this up. I used to have one.
What is?
A real tough one. Not with that chiddly chiddly chattly chiddly two chime that you do. I had a real motorcycle.
Don't put that in there. I'm sorry, by the way. And I wanted to move past this, but that sound effect. That's
chiddly chiddly chat. I know what you're doing.
But let me hear that.
Chiddly chiddly chattly chiddly cha. Make fun of my motorcycle.
That's what you think that sounds like?
Don't do it to me, Kenta. Don't do it to me.
Let me hear your version of that. And are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
Let me hear. Chingy chingy. All right. Do it again.
Chiddly chattly ching chang cha.
No, all right. Now how did it go? Choo choo choo. Diddly
did I do.
Listen, I need to. I want to play for you.
There's a tough side to me.
Do you?
I rode a motorcycle. I used to ride it. People don't believe me. Look at this scar.
Wow.
Look at that.
How many stitches is that?
Nothing. That was from the brake. There was a little sharp part on the end of the brake handle, and it nicked me. But I used to ride a motorcycle. I rode it for 2 weeks straight.
Wow.
Every day. Every day for at least an hour, I rode a motorcycle for 2 weeks straight.
He makes it sound so.
That's right.
2 weeks straight, every day for at least an hour.
Even on Saturdays.
2 years ago.
On Saturdays, most people be polishing their motorcycles and just sitting on the front lawn, maybe have a barbecue with the kids, but not me. I was very, very regimented.
Okay, listen.
I got out there every day for 2 weeks for an hour. I wish I could have kept that up, man.
Hey,
nowadays.
I want you to. Okay, listen. Let's.
What's going on now?
Can I make an announcement?
I don't ride anymore. I put my motorcycle down ever since I got that cut in my arm from the brake.
That was an hour ago, right?
No, I don't think I'll ever ride again.
What?
For one thing, I ran out of gas. Just don't know how to open the gas thing to put more in. I struggled with it for about 40 minutes at the gas station. It was embarrassing. Other bikers were coming and they'd open up their gas and put it in. I was trying to peek over and see what they were doing. Hey, well, get out of my space. I said, what are you doing? Nothing. I don't want to tell them I don't know how to open it because I want them to think I'm a real biker, you know? I had to put the thing in neutral and walk it home.
How far was that?
Yeah. 13 miles.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
All uphill.
Wow. Well, it couldn't have been all
with uphill. No shoes on.
Why did you have shoes
on? I took them off.
Why?
My feet were getting too sweaty.
I know, but did you think about it on the hot pavement?
Well, obviously not, Todd. I did not think about it. I felt it, and once I felt it, I did stop and put my shoes back on.
Oh, well, you should have told me that.
Shoes went off the
whole
time.
Okay, so fine. My shoes were on and off.
All right, that sounds more real.
I didn't know you were such a stickler for detail.
Well, when it comes to shoe-related incidents, my dad used to work for the shoe FBI.
Well,
that's a true story.
Be that as it may.
Listen.
S-H-O-E-F-B-I?
All I know is a dream of getting on that
bike again.
It's a
joke. I can tell by the look in your eyes, but it's not a joke. It was the shoe FBI. It was a big deal.
A dream of it. A dream of getting on that bike again.
Oh, you do. I love Nothing Stops Danny. Well, I hope you do get on that bike. How do I know you in this bit?
You know,
I've gotten lost.
Forget about how we met.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just do it from wherever I'm at, right?
I meet a lot of people on the road.
You do. You just saying jump into the bit. Yeah.
Back when I was a biker, probably met you.
Oh, you
back
were
then.
Where?
During my 2 weeks as a biker, I met a lot of people.
Oh, you were a biker.
Road stop, gas stations, pull over.
2 weeks you were a biker?
Try to open the gas thing. That happened once. Yeah, for 2 weeks I was a biker. I was fully in it every day. Every day for
it's
an
more
hour.
Of a lifestyle, isn't it?
Where do you usually eat lunch?
When now or when I was a biker?
When you were a biker.
Yeah, it's the fun part of your life. Right?
Wherever the road took me, really.
Well, where would that be?
Mostly McDonald's. But it's not just me. That's a biker mentality.
Oh, it's not your fault.
No, no, we all do that, bikers.
You go to McDonald's a lot.
I've seen a lot of bikers. It's not a healthy through the drive-through. They have a thing you can drive through it, and you can use your bike or a car, but you can't use a truck. There's a sign that says no trucks because there's like a metal yellow pole.
I know.
And it says clearance. It's a clearance. You can't go this high, probably because of some kind of a safety thing.
Yeah.
But I can go through it on my bike back when I used to bike.
What do you miss about biking the most?
Oh, man, I miss the feeling.
Really good feeling. What did you open? I was going to say open that baby. I'm trying to act like I don't know how bikers talk.
Let me tell you.
I think they do say that. I opened up that baby, got it up to.
A lot of bikers.
Maybe they don't.
A lot of bikers say.
Is this Fonzie?
A lot of bikers.
I opened that baby up. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
It's about the feeling.
What is it
of
about?
The wind.
What is it about?
You? It's not.
What is it
it's
about?
It's just the feeling of having a bike. You could touch the bike and you feel it.
You don't need-
In fact, it was a rental bike, the one I had. So I didn't even really have it. But you feel like it's yours. And when you feel that ownership over something so powerful like a bike.
Yeah.
2 week rental, that's... You get into
it. Well, I was a little late on returning it. That's another thing. It was actually a week and a half rental. But I know the bike police are here. They want every detail.
Listen,
it's a little bit of a fee every day that you're late in returning the bike. You get another $20, another $20. It's a good thing I know the guy over at the rent-a-center where I got it. It's not a bad deal. So he's very lenient with me. Very lenient guy.
Where are we going here?
But I mean, when you're on a bike, you can go anywhere. That's
when
the point.
You say lenient, it really sounds like you're leaning into that handlebar. It just
is that what it sounds like to you?
Cadence, yeah.
Is that what it sounds like to you?
It really did.
What it sounds like to you?
What's the scary?
Is that what it sounds like to me? Is that what it sounds like to you?
Are you guys okay?
Non-bikers. Non-bikers are never going to get it.
I didn't say anything.
They're never going to get it, Todd. You ever get on a bike?
I never.
You're never going to get it, Todd.
No, I guess I've
been
on a bike.
You're not going to get it. Unless you've been on a bike. Have you been on a bike?
Does what I say alter your answer? Seems like you have a pre-programmed thing you're going to say.
Well, now we're getting really deep.
Well, I'm just saying, you go, never going to get it. You ever been on a bike? You're not really stopping to hear my answer what you're saying.
You're right. No, so have you ever been on a bike?
Yes.
You're never going to get it. Well, you're never going to get it.
Well, you know, why don't you let me answer?
No, you're right. It's a problem.
No, but we just talked about it, and you went ahead and did the same thing. I'll tell you what. I'm a decent person, and I think you're taking it. If you're not going to stop and we're not going to have a two-way conversation.
You're right.
Okay?
I'm sorry. The bike's gone to my head.
So the answer to your question is?
You have been on a bike.
Yes.
For how long?
For a month.
Every day?
You know what? I'm going to lose.
No.
Every day.
For how long every day?
24 hours.
Every day for 24 hours for a month.
I got coked up, and I rode my
bike. Well, there it is. You didn't get it because it was on coke. You need to be present.
I'm not real.
Being on a bike.
What's it like?
It's like being on a mic. You know how you're on a mic right now?
Mm-hmm.
You're present, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are going to throw a joke at you. It's coming from this side. It's coming from that side.
Yeah, well, that part I don't like.
You got like a little joke ping pong.
No. This scares me. I don't like sports. Please don't mix comedy with sports.
Anyway, that's the same way how being on a bike is, Todd.
No, it's not.
It's because you were on coke, you know? You ever do it sober?
Do what sober?
Bike.
Sure I did.
How long?
10 years.
How many hours a day?
24 hours. I just want this guy to not be able to say do it more to something. Because no matter what I say, he's going to go, not enough. Well, I just figured whatever he said, I would just answer it. It's max. How many days a week do you ride your bike? 7. How many hours a day? 24. Because if I said 23 and a half, he'd go, not good enough. So 7 hours a day, 24 hours a day, I rode my bike until I graduated 3 years later from the bike academy. Hey, I used to... I went out a few nights with. And it's funny, like, I don't remember everybody was there, but I know like
Whitmer Thomas and Brandon Wardell, and I decided to tell whoever was working there that I owned a bike shop, like a Schwinn bike.
It's always name dropping this guy. Anyway, go on.
A Schwinn bike shop.
A Schwinn bike shop. Here's what I'd like to do. Do you want to? We've never done this yet. Put on a high speed chase on here, and we'll turn the volume off. And me and you act like newscasters, and we're supposed
never
to.
Never done this here.
No,
ever.
Never did it here.
Will you ever do it again?
Oh, I would love to. This is, I've been waiting. Hey, it could be fun. It might not be, but I thought we'd give it a shot. So it's maybe we can even get a helicopter in the background. So we just pulled up a high speed chase.
What are we?
And by the way, can I show you something?
What?
If you play the Benny Hill music during a high speed chase, that alone could.
Well,
really,
are you and I, are we newscasters?
I guess. I don't even want to do the bit. I just want to step back and watch you do it.
I want to do it.
Why don't you both do it? You be the helicopter person.
No, I want you involved.
Okay, you be the helicopter person. Because you have the okay. You don't have to feel pressured.
Am I on the news?
If it comes, something comes to you.
Wait, before I like to know, am I on the news?
Well, we're on the news.
The character, I'll be on the news?
Yeah, we're both on the news. We're the anchor people.
Are we regular anchors or are we filling in for the
We're filling in.
So this isn't like a steady gig?
Well, we're good. We got the job. If we're filling in, we got to be pretty good. But we're in a small town.
How did we get it?
Fox affiliate in a small town.
No, how did we get on the air? Did they see like a sample tape of ours?
I don't know. I didn't think about it too much. I'm like, why am I answering you? In the bit, I felt like I got nervous. I'm like, we just got the job. Like, they trusted us.
I want to know how to get one of those jobs, you know?
In your bits, your people just get jobs.
Also, like, how confident am I? Do I really feel like this is my job, or am I really playing it safe because I'm new and I'm filling in? I really want to impress the people there.
Great point. I don't want
to take any chances.
I guess I might get that Podcasters Association of America award taken away. Well, they hear that. Sometimes they just eavesdrop for one second.
They've been ignoring me for a long time with my podcast. All right, here we go.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Fuck those guys. There, I said it.
I'll edit that out.
Tired of that.
Hey, listen. Are you tired of...
I never even get back to my email.
Okay, let's do the high-speed chase. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
God damn it. I feel like I'm locked in here.
So we have a steady gig.
Sky 9, Gil.
Okay, right? take the volume out.
Sandra, 120...
Pause it. Pause it for 1 second. I'm not ready. Have we worked together in the past?
can we get all their volume out completely?
Yeah.
And then put in some helicopters so it sounds real.
We have a rapport?
Yeah, I think whatever you want it to be. You tell me the
Is your name Todd and my name's Danny?
Doesn't have to be.
I'd like it
want.
To be.
Can I ask you, and I'm being too George Carlin honest, I'm going to go pee, and while I do it, you decide what the bit is, come back, tell me my role, and I'll play it.
Can I have a pen and
don't
paper?
Don't go nuts,
Can
though.
I have a
well,
pen and
now
paper?
I'm getting
I like
nervous.
To work it out with notes. Can I have a pen
no,
and paper?
This
you're
is taking,
you're crippling me right now.
Oh,
I'm right here.
You're comedically crippling
saying.
Me.
I'm crippling you.
Can I have a pen and paper? I like to take things seriously. I have a reputation. I got Shalom and Birnbaum breathing down my neck right now.
What are their names?
They're Shalom and Birnbaum. Harry Shalom and his partner, Birnbaum.
What's his last?
Birnbaum.
How come he only got one
That's
name?
That's hard.
What?
How come he only got one name?
Oh, well, Mr. Birnbaum. I'm not allowed to call him by his first name on the air.
Well, I'm saying in the title of the law office, or the title of the agency, it's Harry Shalom and then just Birnbaum.
No, it's Shalom, Birnbaum and Associates.
And that's your management.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That's my management and my agency.
Can I call?
They do everything. And right now, they're very furious with me because I was supposed to take over The Daily Show.
Oh, that's what you were talking about before.
Yeah, they're furious because they...
By the way, I got to stop. I love this guy because he exists. His claim to fame is that he was supposed to get The Daily Show, and he'll tell everybody, this guy exists a little bit. It's like, so anyway, let's go back to it.
They had gotten 3 return emails from Comedy Central, so there was interest. They kept writing and saying, were you interested in Danny Lobel? And 3 times they said, we're interested. ... So they were thinking about it, you know?
Right. But
and so then the next thing you know, they announced it, and my management agency that I'm with, they were furious because they thought it was going to be my name because they've been talking with my people. I mean, they've been talking about me.
You get thrown
to them.
Around, you know?
And
you
then they're like, oh.
Stop.
And then it wasn't Danny LaBelle, and I have been hearing it every few minutes. My voicemail's full. I'm holding my phone up to show it's full. They're mad. So they said, take every bit seriously.
Take
every bit seriously. Sorry, Todd. Go on.
No.
Anyway, they said if Todd wants to do a bit, get a pen and paper and write it all out. And then if he goes to the bathroom, make sure that you take that time seriously to brainstorm and brainstorm. And when he comes back, hit it out of the park because they're tired of me half-assing.
That being said, I appreciate that. I'm right here. I'll just listen. So I think can I tell you
also the truth?
You know.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to George Carlin. I'm going to go to the bathroom. But don't make it crazy. I don't want to come back. You're a Scottish. We're basically two people watching the news. If you want to give us names and a little backstory,
honestly, however,
don't go nuts.
However you want me to do it, I'm capable to do it.
All right. Well,
so if you say no Scottish, I get that. I register it, and I want.
Should we take? Let me take it.
My management, they think that I don't make it clear to people sometimes that like how I feel about stuff, and like that they don't know that they can work with me. You know, they can work with me. Todd, you can work with me. I'll work with you. And there's like a back and forth here, you know. It's a back and forth. And so I listen. Okay. I don't just talk. I listen. Okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
So you said no Scottish, and I registered that, okay?
I know.
No Scottish for sure.
No, I won't.
And then I'm not going to put you in that position as a fellow comedian.
Here's what I'd like.
I respect the art. I respect the trade.
I know you do. I know you do.
I read the trade magazines.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You read, what do you read, all the trade magazines?
All the trade magazines. Yeah, my management.
Why is it so important to read those?
Well, they said it's important because that way you know, like, if you're going to get The Daily Show, it would be in there.
That's what you almost got.
I almost got it. Like, I was like that close. Like,
you probably
actually
spent the money already,
didn't
you?
Okay, this is off the record. I kind of blame Birnbaum because he said that. He said he was going to email them again on my behalf, and I kept saying, do it. And then he's like, oh, I think we should wait a little longer. It's rude to keep emailing them and bothering them. But I said, do it. Just do it right now.
Oh, my God.
Right. And then he's like, I'll do it tomorrow. And in the meantime of that one day, they announced the new host of The Daily Show wasn't here. So, I mean, I think they just forgot. He should have emailed them again.
Oh, yeah. God.
Anyway. No. So do you have a pen and paper? I'd like to.
I have an easier way to do it because we were obviously. I do have to go to the bathroom.
Okay,
but let's take a deep breath because then we can all freshen our air. Here we go. Let's go to break with. We didn't do it that way. Let's go to break with. Oh look, there's a basset hound. 16 basset hounds. Let's just stop and watch the 16 basset hounds. Walk down La Cienega Boulevard. I've never seen anything like it before. The streets are closed off on La Cienega Boulevard, and it's the 16 dog parade of basset hounds. Look at them.
It's the basset hound parade. It happens every year. The mayor's here. The Basset Hound Parade. Look at that lady. Snazzy looking lady. It's the Basset Hound Parade. It's the Basset Hound Parade. Leave your cats at home. Mr. Basset Hound Parade. The mayor's here. Looking dapper, Mr. Mayor. Dapper, Mr. Mayor. Looking very dapper, Mr. Mayor.
Wow.
Oh, look who's
here.
That
was good. Give Gabe, you know, got to give it up.
Great job, Gabriel.
Wow. That became beautiful. Somewhere in the midst of all of it. Well, that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Listen.
How are we going to do this bit? Come on.
The TV bit. Oh, we're going to take a deep breath.
You don't have to use the bathroom?
Yeah, I do. So let's take a deep breath and then go to the a break.
I'm going to work it out on my phone, on the iPhone.
No, listen.
There's a note section.
Everybody watch this. Play this. We'll take a break to this. People need to hear this. Turn it loud. I don't care. We played it before. I'm playing it again. You listen to the whole song. Get into it. Play it loud. I want it in their ears so fucking loud.
Bumping and bumping and thumping and bumping and bumping and bourbon and bourbon and bourbon.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. That's right, America. Bourbon and bourbon. And Danny, and Danny, and Danny, and Danny, and Danny, and Danny, and Danny. Oh, Bell. All right, quiet.
Bourbon, bourbon.
Listen, I got a serious show to do.
Okay.
That's I'm sorry. I apologize. It's times like that I want to call up the Podcasters Association of America and apologize. Can we bring the lights down a little bit? They seem to be bothering Aristotle. Mm-hmm. Aristotle.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Aristotle.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
I was just mentioning your name.
What?
I was just mentioning your name. I was saying Aristotle. Are you being serious? Yeah. I was just mentioning your name. Just Aristotle. Just giving you a little bit of attention. Do you understand? No, do you understand?
No.
Oh, I was just saying your name. Like, hey, Aristotle.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, you're being serious. Just giving you a little shout out. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I'm going to need a little more than that.
First of all, why is it so important? I don't understand why it's so important.
Maybe he just doesn't have to know.
Okay. You know what? Jake has a good point. I guess you might not have to know.
I don't know what you mean by that.
All right, well, now we start all over again, it seems.
Okay.
I think we have to talk about it. Right. Yes?
I wrote out the bit.
I don't want to write it out. Now I'm nervous. No, I don't want to have lines.
I have a new standard of professionalism that I hold myself to.
Because of your management?
Largely because of that.
Who are you
but
with?
Also because I really want to...
Who are you
with? Shalom and Birnbaum and Associates. I told you this like 5 times.
I just want you to say it again.
Okay, well, anyway, listen, it's serious. I'm trying to take my career to like another level.
To another level, I understand.
So, here, I wrote it all out. If you'll read it.
No, I can't. To be honest, to George Carlin, I can't even do that in a bit because it would give me a headache.
Okay, I'll read it to you. Bit. It's called The Newscasters. Written by Danny Lobel. Can you take the echo off, please?
Sure. It's a little disrespectful. I do agree.
Written for... The Todd Glass Show, April 7th, 2015. To be performed by Danny Lobel and Todd Glass. It's you and me.
Okay.
Possible voiceovers also by Yoav, a.k.a. Nick Yolov. The bit. When you hear me say you, it refers to Todd. When you hear me say I, it's referring to me, Danny. I'm 34. You're 37, nearly 38. In the bit. We are wearing sports coats with bright blue lapels.
This is what we do in the news?
This is the background for our character.
Okay. I hear you.
I'm a former store manager.
How could that be important?
You can play with it. I don't know.
I love it. I love it.
Turn Newcastle?
I can play with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's in my past. We take our jobs seriously.
Okay, I like that.
We get paid an upper middle class salary.
Do you mind if I ask a question about that? Why can't it be more if it's in a bit? Why are you holding back with our pay? We can make us successful in this bit. Why do you have to go? They make
it'll inform your character's decisions.
Okay.
I have a lovely wife who bakes pies for our five kids. She bakes pies for our five kids.
Wow.
You own a very fancy car.
Oh.
We are friends. in real life in the bit, you know? And yeah.
Wow.
We both belong to a community bowling club and have shirts with our names stitched into them.
Oh, it's sad, I think. Well, no, I guess it's not.
I'm Scottish.
What am I?
My dad works at a bank, and he plans to retire soon. I think he's got another 5 years in him. But he says no. He's ready to wrap it up and move to a warmer climate.
Not, all this is important.
Not very much is known about your childhood.
Oh.
You have a very nice pocket watch, but you rarely ever take it out of the house for fear that you will lose it, because it not only has monetary value for you, but also sentimental value. But you never explain what that sentimental value is, no matter how much I press you to tell me. It's good to have that. You know, we could always refer back to it.
Sure. There's a definite friction, you know. I like it.
When it comes to seriously discussing your childhood, you are very distant.
Oh.
I love the sound of helicopters, which is one of the things I love about working at this show. You suspect, though you never had a doctor verify it, that you may suffer from a gluten allergy.
All right.
And I just can't get around this one because I keep coming back to it. I think the bit needs it. You're Scottish, too.
Oh, okay.
And I'm very sorry for that. Please don't tell Birnbaum that I refuse to comply with your rigid comedy rules. I think we're both Scottish. I can't get around
simple.
It.
Simple, gluten allergy.
I get it.
Scottish.
I don't know how much of that's going to affect my delivering
just
of the news.
Just take it all in as an actor.
You don't realize until you're
have
right.
Nice watch.
Here we go. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's get the helicopter now. To George Carlin, here's what we are doing. I'll break the bit for a second, as I always do. We're going to, you know, watch actual footage. We've just turned the sound off, and we're going to act like... Basically, this is our... I don't know what I'll do. I'll wait till I see it. I think I want to tend to be the guy who overreacts a
what
little
kind
bit.
Of watch do you have?
Oh, is that important?
Remember I read it? It's in the bit rules.
Oh, I have a... I do forget, but I think it definitely liked what it was.
It's a pocket watch.
A pocket watch,
and,
but I rarely show it.
Rarely ever bring it out
it.
Because it has sentimental I and monetary
it.
Value.
I get it.
Okay. What color are the lapels on our jackets?
They're tan.
They're blue. They're blue.
Louis Tom.
Okay, all right. I'm ready.
Wow, you can see that gray car. It's really... wow! Oh, wow. Okay.
Look at it's going so fast. Remember, you're Scottish.
You can hear the police...
Todd, stop it. Okay, that's good.
We just got confirmation from the police that this is a stolen vehicle. It is a stolen vehicle.
Wow!
Oh, my God. It's a stolen vehicle. Todd... Tell me something.
Pause it. I want all sound effects turned off. I want everything brought to a screeching halt. I can't do the Irish accent. It's too hard. And therefore,
right,
I wasn't able to
I'll
say anything. I wasn't happy with my role at all.
I'll let it slip. Fine. You don't have to have it.
Oh, my God. I just couldn't do it. Oh, my God. What's going on?
All right. You don't have to do the Scottish. You don't have to be Scottish. Okay. But everything else has to be the same.
I want to do a... I'm going to let you take over.
How many kids do I have?
You have a lot of kids.
Five in the bit.
They all,
what
yes.
does my wife bake for them? Pies, Todd. Oh. I wrote it all out in the bit. God, you weren't listening.
All right, go ahead. I like you playing the helicopter. Okay. Talk back and forth to your helicopter
but you're,
guy.
No, you and I are friends in real life,
but first,
and we're also newscasters.
Let me step out
and
of
we're
this.
We're on a bowling team together. We have shirts that have our names stitched into them.
Let me step out
it's
of the bit.
It's a community bowling league.
I want to step out of the bit.
Fine, then I'm stepping out, too. We both step out. Because that's what friends do. When one friend is out of the bit, the other friend is like, I'm out of the bit, too. It's all in the notes. I wrote it all out. How many years do you think... Hey, Todd, how many years do I think my dad
Glass
still has?
Show.
In him, as a banker.
By the Podcasters Association
hang
of
on,
America.
Hang on. How many years do I still think my dad could work as a banker before I think he should retire?
Only he knows.
Five. I said it. It's in here. I said 5 years. I'm going to have to read
I got
it again.
Nervous.
Should I read the bit again? I am 34. You are 37.
No, nearly
38. We are wearing sports coats with bright blue lapels. I am a former store manager. We take our jobs seriously. We get paid an upper middle class salary. I have a... Am I off?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be
I
rude.
Have a lovely wife who bakes pies for our five kids. You own a very fancy car. This should be important.
I can't do comedy if the other guy doesn't want to do comedy. All right, fine. Blah, blah, blah me away. I wrote this all out.
All right, listen, we are being rude. I told you not to play
this. I wrote all this out.
listen, I want to get back to the bit.
We both belong
That's
to a community bowling
club. That's how I ran for Congress in
88. And have shirts with our names stitched in.
Get back to the bit. I was a Congress.
I'm Scottish. You're not Scottish,
listen,
okay?
Listen, quiet.
My dad works at a bank. He plans to retire soon.
Wait.
I think he's got another 5 years in him, but he says no. He's ready to wrap it up. Oh, my God. What is with you guys? Todd already told you not to do that.
Well, he felt like he needed to do that.
God. In all fairness, don't do that.
Don't
it is
do
rude.
That.
It is
very
rude. I don't like to do it anymore. I used to do it. No, I used to think it was funny. Now
not much is
rude.
Known about your childhood.
Stop.
You have a very nice pocket watch, but you rarely, if ever, take it out of the house. Oh, my God. Really? 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 With the Beach Boys thing? That's the rudest. Hey. That's the rudest.
Can I tell you, I wanted
that's
to...
the rudest.
There was a guy that...
Doesn't get much ruder than that.
Hold on. There was a guy that wanted me later... I'm sorry the show's confusing sometimes, but we're having fun.
Yeah,
there's a guy that wants me to talk about his sobriety, and I want to remember to do it later in the show, so let me write it down in my notes. How do you spell sobriety?
S-O-B-R-I-E.
You son of a bitch! You got a lot of nerve, huh? S-O-B.
Hey. Hey.
You got a lot of nerve. You think you're a big shot over there? You're lucky S-O-B-R-I-E. You do the soundboard on this show.
I spelled it quick.
Listen, I don't want to... Let's get over it. Someone else help me out. I want to talk about this bit later. How do you spell sobriety?
Todd.
How do you spell sobriety?
Todd, hang on a minute. If you need me to call Marty Allen back to save the show, I'm willing to do it. I got this resource, and I'll use it at my disposal.
No,
we need more. Do we need more Marty Allen on here?
No, we're good.
Because I feel like it's kind of falling apart.
Can I be honest? I don't want to be a part of a bit.
Well, if you got to write down that you got to
spell it.
It's
falling apart, and I got this in my arsenal. Not every guest that comes into the Todd Glass Show says, look, if things are getting bad, I'll call Marty Allen.
No, I appreciate it.
Okay.
You know what? I also don't want to be a part of a bit that it could be, someone's loving it and they're nice. Not loving it, but they're cool and they're friendly and they're super. But then at one point they're like, all right, please, I'm trying to hang out with my wife.
What?
Boundaries, Danny. Boundaries. Give me some reverb. Danny, you got to know about boundaries.
What did you want? Man.
Boundaries. Reverb.
Wait, what?
No, you have to give me reverb.
I'll give it's a tough show.
Boundaries, Danny. Listen.
What's going on with the show? Just write down what you got to write down. We'll get to the,
Can we do the bit now that we're very clear on the bit?
Can I change what I want the bit to be? I want you to be the newscaster all by yourself. And I want that to be your helicopter guy who's up in the sky.
All right, fine. I have to rewrite it for
there was
you.
Something
no,
you
no, no. Let's just...
There was something you needed to write down before you kept going.
Oh, yeah. I do want to talk about that guy's sobriety later. Be honest with me. How do you spell sobriety? Seriously.
I'm afraid.
No. Just tell me.
I think I'm going to fall into a trap, and then you're going to yell at me, and it's going to be very hard
how do you spell
for me
sobriety?
To recover from it. Don't do it, Yoav.
No.
As your friend, don't do it. This is the last time we let Todd treat us like this.
No. How do you spell it?
Yoav,
look at me.
Don't do it.
Look at me.
God, don't do it, Yoav. You don't have to listen to him.
How do you spell it?
You tell him. You're your own man. You don't have to do what he says. Go ahead.
Todd.
Do you spell it?
Don't do it, Yoav.
Do what you want. Do what you want. Don't do what he says
him.
Or
don't
I do.
Be pressured by him.
Do whatever you want.
Well, Danny is my right home, though, so I'm going to have to...
That's right, Todd. No one's going to spell your dirty word for you this time, are they, Glass?
Can you move the mic more, please, so I can come over there and punch you in your face?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Hey, how do you...
No,
I want to remember this bit that I do later in the show, and it's about a guy's sobriety.
Don't do it.
Robbie, would you...
Robbie, I know we don't really know each other very well, Robbie, but don't do
guys,
it.
Guys, if you move that... If that mic makes any more noise...
Can I have the definition of the word, please?
Sobriety, just to...
Keep
I guess
stringing
to,
him
to,
along, Robbie. Don't can tell
you,
him.
I can hear you, idiot.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Look, I just need to have to know spell sobriety so I can remember...
What's the origin of the word?
I don't know the origin of the word. To hold back with. To withhold from. To withhold from, I guess.
Can you say it again?
Withhold the word sobriety.
Yeah, withhold it. You heard it.
Withhold. No, I want the definition of the definition and origin of the word.
You're never going to get your dirty word, Tom.
Stop moving that mic.
Not out of
me.
Nervous breakdown. Not out of poor Robbie and not out of clueless Yoav, who is about to fall into your sand trap full of snakes.
Jake, how do you spell
sobriety?
Don't
do it, Jake. I've known you for a little bit now, and I'm telling you, don't do it, Jake. Jake, don't do it.
He's not. He trusts me.
Don't trust him because he's just trying to embarrass you, and he's going to say, no, you said certain dirty words, and then he's going to do the whole thing against you.
I said it last time, and you know, you guys all made fun.
That's right. Don't do it again. Stand up for yourself. Jake, you're your own man.
I'm going to call my mom.
He's a bully. Don't call it. Hey, Mrs. Glass, don't do it. Don't do it, Mrs.
Mom,
Glass.
Hey, it's Todd.
What do you need?
Don't do it, Mrs. Glass.
Hey, how do you
good? Sounds well, like she hung up.
I can't do my mom's voice.
Even your mom won't do it.
No, you know what I'll do? I'll, hey, Aristotle, what's up?
What?
How do you spell S-O-B? I mean,
environment. Oh, this is a safe zone. Oh, this is a safe zone, Todd. This is a zone of safe comedy. And for you, just to respect the guests, we have Danny LaBelle in here. We have Noah. And you just come in here and
I tell you, to George Carlin, that was an honest mess up, and I just soaked that in. That was crazy. Oh, my God. I honestly messed up, and before I knew it, I went, oh, fuck. To George Carlin.
Wow. That's crazy.
No one's going to do your bit, Mr. Glass. No one's going to fall into it.
And then I do it.
All right. How about this?
On,
what
on.
If...
Let's okay. watch it. Let's just do it.
Can you, I get... Are no, you in it no, or you're no, not no. in it?
You're do... please. Let me
Can
take
I give
control
you off your part?
Let me take control a little. No. I want you to do it my way first, and then we'll do it your way.
I appreciate that, just, but as a friend of his in Hollywood, it's hard to get parts.
He's going to be the helicopter driver. He makes a lot of money.
Can he be wearing a jacket with a blue lapel?
Of course he can.
Okay.
Sure. I want him in a nice suit. Maybe he has a, what is it, like a leather jacket for his helicopter jacket?
Can he be... Does he have a? Can he have a pocket watch that he never really brings out too much?
Well, that seems like your dad's another character. Yeah, sure. Why not? You can different people can have different people, but the same characteristics. If that's the way.
Could very saying. Little be known about his childhood.
I mean, now you're clearly
well,
you're trying
really,
to make Todd's bit.
I'm
the
glad
one,
Jake's here to
you because, had with Todd now to Yoav. So.
Yeah, it does seem like you're trying to.
You can just do it two
Todd
ways.
Makes,
why don't you just do it two ways?
Todd eats dumb soup.
No, could he have a very nice car, at least that? Could he have a very nice car?
Come on, I'm not going to start this all over again. Do you want to do the bit?
Could he suspect he has a gluten allergy? Give me that.
Yes, he can.
Fine.
No, but he never does anything about
fine,
it.
Fine, fine, fine. All right, roll the clip.
And then here is helicopter guy.
That car is driving really fast.
Well, yeah, we just got confirmation from the police officers. It is a stolen car. It's going about 45 miles an hour. It looks really fast, but...
it looks pretty fast to me.
That's what we were hearing from the police officers.
Hey.
You do believe there are two passengers inside?
What makes you think that?
The police guy said so.
Okay.
By the way, you're definitely...
What's
living.
It like to be up there in that helicopter?
It's really hot up here. We don't have AC in here. It's an old helicopter. I'm dying. I'm wearing a blue lapel jacket.
Me too. Me too. I'm also wearing a blue lapel.
I gotta tell you, I'm super itchy. I think I might have a gluten allergy.
Did you ever get it verified with the doctor?
I've never went to get
it verified. Yeah, you never got it verified. Okay, great. Okay,
okay, now he's going super slow, and this is just my speculation.
You know, I've always loved the sound of a helicopter. Can you hear it as well when you're in it?
We are hearing from the police that they are stepping back to avoid more accidents. They're just going to let him run off, maybe lose his gas, and then they're going to go in. Once he gets off...
When you hear these things from the police, do they tell you directly or do they tell your producer?
I've got to tell you, they're really mean. They're really mean.
Do they call you directly into your headset?
They call me mean words that I will not repeat here on live
TV. Wait a minute. When we're talking, can you also hear the police in your other ear sometimes?
Yes, I multitask. That's how I got this job.
It's pretty cool. What do you think of that car?
Honestly, I think it's the new...
Pull your car over! I'm the only cop with reverb on my PA system.
It sounds like the cops.
Pull your car over!
over.
It sounds to me like the cops want to pull over.
What you guys are
over.
Hearing is the new LAPD officers, police. They've got reverb. They're spending that tax money very well.
Pull your car over.
Do you have a stereo system in the helicopter?
Actually, no.
Pull your car over. This is the LAPD. I want you to pull your car over. This is Sergeant Glass.
It really seems
with a
like
harmonizing PA system.
Sergeant Glass has been in the sheriff's for 25 years now. He's about to retire, but I think he's got 5 years left.
That's what I think about my dad. I feel like he wants to retire from banking, but I always tell him I think he's got 5 years left in him.
How old is your father?
Oh, man, he's about 65 now, so I guess he is right around that retirement age.
Wow, that's bad. I've known you for how long now, like 5-6 years?
I don't know. I mean, ever since we joined that bowling team together and got those shirts with our names stitched into them.
Are you guys supposed to... All
right. So,
maybe we should stop. Maybe we should stop. Guys, I give you that was great. Stop. Maybe we should stop.
I'm not just saying this. I really think we should take this on the road.
Oh, I didn't know you were that serious about it.
Like, this could be an act where you're in a helicopter and I'm a newscaster and we talk like that, and everything I wrote out, we could just...
Well, it was a lot ad-libbed.
Well, but we could rehearse it and get it really tight.
I liked it. I'm going to try. I'm going to keep trying. You were just four boys.
Who was?
The Beatles. You were just four boys.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, no, come on. Give me a little bit.
All right.
They were just four boys. Because they didn't know. No. Hello? Hello? Hey, I want to be on the phone. Hello?
Can I just tell you
something? You
want to
use your phone?
That bit is brilliant. I really felt like I was my character. Felt like I had a jacket with a blue lapel. I loved it.
By the way, I love the way you guys worked it all in. Once you got going, you didn't stop.
I never got to talk
about
it.
I'm wearing my blue jacket. Oh, it reminds me of my blue jacket. I thought I had a nut allergy.
I never got to talk about how my wife makes really nice pies for the kids.
Oh, you know what? I think it was insinuated.
Good.
Just trying to move on.
I was hoping.
I think the listener, the finite ear,
through the
knows.
Emotional choices.
Through the choices they make.
All right.
And
I played it like I was Scottish, but I didn't have an accent.
It's okay. I liked it.
When I was just
Can you put some reverb in this?
Girl, I asked my mother, what will I be?
I know you're a big, tough person listening to this, but listen to it. It makes a lot of fucking sense.
Here's what she said to me.
Or she was lazy. No, you not.
Whatever will be, will be.
That doesn't talk about taking responsibility. Well, I know what it means, but it sounds sure an excuse for a lazy person. This song is an excuse for a lazy person. Listen.
When I grew up.
Who gives a shit? I'm tired of fucking playing this Chris Hardwick shit. God damn it. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to play Que Sera Sera. Don't want to fucking play Que Sera Sera. I want to fucking talk to my friends.
I mean, you ever tried just telling him?
No. Yeah, fucking, you should have read the fucking, I should read the. He goes, you play that fucking Que Sera Sera song. I'm like, I have friends. I'm not stopping good conversation to play. He's on the phone. It's Chris Hardwick on the phone.
1956, Doris Day.
Do you want to? It's Chris Hardwick on the phone. He's pissed off. Do you want to pick it up? Talk to him?
Let me
talk to him.
You want to talk to him?
I'll talk to him.
I'll talk to him. All right.
Hey, Chris. How you doing? It's Todd.
James Stewart and Doris Day, 1956. The man who knew too much. Is that the answer?
Oh, is this a quiz show? Ding, ding, ding.
It's not a trivia show. The Que Sera Sera that debuted in that movie.
It did?
Yeah.
You just Googled that.
No, I Googled the year, 1956.
Is that interesting?
Well, it's tough to tell what you Googled.
1956. The Man Who Knew Too Much is an Alfred Hitchcock film. I think it was maybe his first color picture. I can't tell for sure.
Let's just hang up.
Stop. Who's on the phone?
No, we disconnected it. Put your
phone
down.
Was that Chris Hardwick?
Yeah, well, is he there? Chris, are you there?
I like to keep him waiting a little time.
Hold on, it is Chris Hardwick. Hold on. Chris, hey, it's Todd. Why do I have to play? I don't want to play the jingles anymore.
Todd.
Is this really? Wait, is this Chris?
This is me, Chris Hardwick.
Oh, hey, Chris.
I'm the Nerdist.
Yeah, well, I don't want to play the jingles anymore.
Well, Todd, a lot of us don't want to do things that we have to do every day. I think I like waking up every morning and taking a shower, combing my hair, putting a suit on, and going out to work at Nerdist Industries? Of course not. It's tough, and it wears me down. But if I don't do it, who's going to put a roof over my head?
Well, I know. I mean, but I think
that's not what you wrote about in your book. Seem more positive, you know? What? More Nerdist way.
Well, I didn't expect you to read it.
All right, that's all right. Chris, I just don't want to play the jingles anymore.
Listen, Todd.
What's this one I have to play? When you sent me this one about 3 months ago, why is this? What does this do?
Here, this one here.
Wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
You hear that?
How's that help my show?
Well, Todd, people lose attention spans very quickly in Radio Land. I know you're new to this because you're from the stage. But here at Nerdist Industries, we pride ourselves in radio and knowing about it. And jingles keep the listener attentive.
I sort of understand what you're saying. Like, right now, all of a sudden, it's like... Oh, what's going on?
Todd, can you hear that? Can you hear the sound of laughter around you?
I'm lost.
It's your team. They believe in you, Todd. As we do here at Nerdist Industries.
Oh, Chris. Hi, I forgot who I was talking to.
That's right.
Well, thanks, but do I have to play the songs anymore?
Todd, I have a lot invested in you and your show.
I know you do. How much, actually?
I pay that trumpet player, don't I?
Who?
Who's paying your trumpet player? It's me.
Hey, he's not here. Can we have an honest conversation about that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you told him that my show wasn't shit without him? Well, is that true?
Yeah.
I don't like this bit. I don't like where it's going.
Wait. It is true.
You think my show without Gabe is just every other dumb podcast? And I don't like even referencing him that way.
Well, you know something, Todd? You think I like doing everything I do? You think I like having to come home at night, walk my dog, feed
it? Don't you have a yard?
Sometimes I live out in the
yard. All your bits, you make your life difficult. It's a bit. Put a fence in the yard for Chris Harvey. You're very cheap with your bits. Your budget and your bitch. You have a dog, it's sick. Well, make your dog healthy.
You think I like having to rotate the tires on my car, Todd?
No, don't you have someone do that?
Yeah, I do have someone do it, but do you think I like it?
I just, why do I don't understand. I don't, okay. I'm tired of this.
When I wake up in the morning and I head out to Nerdist Industries, I try to keep a smile on my face and a bounce in my step.
I know you do.
And I tell myself, I don't care how much shit this is going to be. I'm going to get through the day because I'm Chris Hardwick.
Okay.
And I'm determined.
So I'll play the songs.
A special, strong, charismatic character.
I'll play the songs.
People can't refuse me. I'm a magnet to people. People are magnetically pulled towards me because of my strong charisma. Any more questions for me, Chris Hardwick of the Nerdist?
Well, no, Chris, I appreciate you calling in, but I keep asking you, like, is there a reason we have to play, like, the songs?
Do you want to know the reason, Todd?
Yeah, the Podcast Association of America is about...
Well, let me tell you something. You want me to play that? How many? Not to crack.
Be honest, how many times, and I don't want our listening audience to hear this. You know we're on the air, obviously. How many times do you think I should play the Podcast Association of America song?
17.
In one show?
In every show.
Wow.
Not just one.
The Todd Glass Show, voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
I want to hear Jake sing. I'm bored, and I want to stop this bit, and I want to go a different direction.
Do you want me to hang up?
Yes. Chris, in
the... You're asking me your boss at Nerdist Industries.
Oh, shit, I forgot even in the bit. No.
Because I can pull your podcast off iTunes in a split second.
Well, I know, but I would still do it.
No, you couldn't.
Oh, I couldn't?
No, you couldn't.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Hardy.
We own... Todd Glass Show.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Hardwick.
Likeness to your voice.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hardwick.
That's right. Even people who sound like you now, we can sue. I just found that out from my legal team.
Well, that seems something I want to maybe ask more questions about. But other than that, you sound like you would tell the truth, or at least think you were.
We're starting to tighten up the nuts and bolts.
I know.
Nerdist.
I know. I know. And I didn't mean to come off disrespectful.
We're cracking the whip.
I'm lucky that you guys.
Okay.
You're right. I apologize.
We're running circles around those other podcasts.
I know. It's a joke. And I'm happy to be a part of it. Look, let's face it.
Be happy to be
everybody
a part
wants a Cadillac, not a Buick.
Right.
And people want to be in Nerdist Industries. That's just the way it is. The other ones, oh yeah, we're better. We do this. Guess what?
We're about to.
We're the real. We're the real deal.
Really walking on thin lines with Mr. Hardwick.
You stick with me, kid. You stick with me.
I know.
Keep your podcast with me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hardwick.
You're gonna be grateful. You're gonna be happy it did.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hardwick.
We're gonna take down the Smodcast Network. We're gonna take down the Adam Carolla Network. All the other networks are gonna be down.
How long? When do you see this happening?
Month and a half tops.
tops. That's it. Could happen in a week. It's all going to go crumbling that quickly. Tops.
I've got a lot of big plans, Todd, and I want you right there as my right hand man. Can I rely on you for that?
Well, I don't know if I.
Depends how many jingles. I mean, I got
to. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to play more. I don't want
to listen to your friend Jake, Todd.
Well, he doesn't.
You play a lot of jingles, and you're going to be. Moving on up in this company pretty fast. Why? Here at Nerdist, it's we take jingles. Podcasting very seriously, Todd.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I am listening to what you're saying. I mean, maybe you are right.
Maybe I am right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right.
The jingles, I am right.
The jingles might be the savior of the show.
Yeah, I just walked out of a meeting where everybody said I was right, so you don't need to tell me. Okay? Everyone was saying you're so right, Mr. Hardwick. We're gonna move into new media so fast.
Chris, I don't wanna. I'm gonna be old. Everything is better on the Todd Glass Show.
Are we done here,
Chris?
Todd?
Chris, yeah. My time
is very valuable.
No, I know, and I'll play the jingles. I hear
can
you.
Can I go?
Yes,
I can go. I can just hang up the phone and leave right now.
Yes, I'm really starting to play the jingles. Even now, hope you as you hear in the background as we're talking.
I don't want to find out that you're not playing those jingles.
You like this? Seven, eight, the Todd Glass Show. I'm bored. Everything I do, I'm bored of. Within 10
More
seconds.
Jingles.
Oh, okay.
That's it. I'll drop your show like a hot potato, Todd.
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
You like those iTunes charts? Because I can make you disappear from them real fast.
Well, what have I been at? What number?
All kinds of numbers.
I want to be in the top 20.
You can be there. You want to be there tomorrow?
Oh. What if he did it tomorrow? I'm 20. He goes, I told you.
There you go. I got a lot of power at iTunes right now.
Wow, that's amazing.
They're eating out of my hand like little birds eating bird seed out of
my hand. Well, Chris, just remember you're on the air, and I don't want you to say anything. I'll edit that out, but...
I'm sure you'll keep this conversation discreet.
Well, you're a company man,
aren't you?
Well, you're calling into my podcast. I was going to play all of this.
You remember your buddy Mark Maron?
You sure? Oh, what happened to him?
Nothing happened to him.
Wait a second. Are you threatening his life?
I'm just saying we can make his podcast disappear faster than a... Disappearing.
Mark Maron.
Hey, Mark.
I don't know what I got to do to get on your fucking show.
Yeah, that guy. You know what? I gave him the offer. I told him to join Nerdist, and he decided not to.
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned, his life is in jeopardy.
Bye.
Pretty soon they'll all be eaten out of my hand like a hungry little squirrel.
Is this really Chris Arbor? Because I tell you, I have a show and I can't. How do I know this is you before? And I think
check your ratings and reviews.
Let me talk to my producer.
Look
I really
iTunes.
Do want to talk to my
Look
producer.
On iTunes right now, Todd.
Aristotle, what do we do here? Do we know this? We've confirmed that this is Chris Hardwick.
Who?
Oh
it's
shit!
Me, Chris Hardwick,
I forgot.
The Nerdist Industries. Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
He doesn't understand. It's
Aristotle, you like your job? Because I could have you. Gone faster
what?
Than a really fast animal.
This what animal?
Oh, he doesn't understand.
What?
Cheetah or something.
Listen, we got to go in for the close.
Okay.
What about? Come
Hold
back.
On, I'm switching ears.
Come
hear.
Back to me. Hang the phone up.
Todd.
Yes.
You're with the right cat. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Always
okay,
good to
no
talk
problem.
To you.
Go to your iTunes ratings and reviews right now.
I'm number one.
You see? Click on ratings and reviews. You see that?
The Todd Glass Show.
What's coming out of my phone?
Number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
You have another 15 times to go this show.
I think that's too much.
All right, listen, my time is, I got to get going.
All right, well, Chris.
You pulled this way, that way, and sideways.
I know, and I thank you for taking the time to call me, and we'll play all those jingles, and everything's going to be fine.
Listen to me, Todd. You stay with me, okay?
Baby. I am. What do you mean stay with you?
They're all going to be.
Chris, this is a side of you that I'm not used to hearing. All right. I don't think this is Chris Hardwick. It's not. I've known Chris Hardwick for a long time,
And I'm not saying he's an angel, but he's a pretty nice guy, and he's pretty. He's a, you know, he's a really good guy. And this does not sound like Chris Hardwick. This is fucking bullshit. Who is this?
Other podcasters are gonna burn.
No, it's not the way he talks.
Hey, you know when the next,
even in private,
you know when the next Joan Rivers podcast is coming out? Wink, wink. She didn't want to.
Wait
join
a second!
Nerdist.
This is Chris Hardwick.
She didn't want to join the Nerdist, did she?
Come on, buddy. I mean,
put an end to that.
That can't be real.
Put an end to that one at a time. They'll all be gone. Bye bye. Bye 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 bye.
All right, Chris, I got to let you go.
Who's that other thug? The fighter.
That's me.
The Joe Rogan. Consider him gone. Check the papers tomorrow. He'll be dead. Dead as a doornail. That's how we do it at Nerdist. If you don't join us, you die. You'll see, Todd. You're in the right camp.
I'm sorry, what about the all the
What's
other...
What's that? Who's speaking to me?
This is Jake.
Identify
I'm a
yourself.
Jake Adams, proud member of the Nerdist Network.
Yes, that's right.
He's what, part
how
of the
are
Nerdist.
You, Jake? A company man, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Hardway.
Yes, right. Must be a real honor to talk to me, a higher up like...
I really thought I'd be prepared for this moment,
this
and I
this
feel
isn't
like
Chris
I am.
Hardwick.
Just wondering, what about the other podcast networks? You know, because there's
dead.
Still some.
I'm going to burn them down. To the
well, that's not. I don't want to play that like we're ventriloquist acts.
Friend Mark Maron,
listening. Yeah, what's wrong? What? Why is he's? What happened
Consider
to him?
Consider him a goner.
What?
I asked him three times very nicely at social events to join Nerdist Industries. He goes, nah. He's dead. Don't say you heard it from me.
That's so evil.
Name any comedian who has a podcast.
I mean, you know, I really like the Crab Feast podcast. It's personally the only.
Oh, I like the Crab Feast too. That's definitely
a
good one.
Dedicated member of the.
Yeah, I really like the Crab Feast.
Are they on our network?
No. Oh. I'm not sure.
Well, if they're on the network, they're okay. But if they're not on the network, they're dead, I tell you. I'll have them killed, burned to the ground.
Chris, how do I know this is you?
I have a birthmark on the back. Mine. On my back.
Well, I don't know. You're telling me that. How do I trust you?
I'm going to photograph it with my iPhone. And I'm going to text it to you.
You're not the real Chris Hardwick. You would just say that your characteristics were the ones of his.
What?
It's like saying, of course I'm Chris Hardwick. I've got a beard.
Well, you know what my eye color is?
Yeah, brown.
Hazel brown.
Not Chris's.
That's mine. Chris Hardwick, that's my eyes. I'm looking at them right now. For you? No. They're hazel brown, the way the sun's hitting them.
Oh, God.
Has this always been your mentality? Coming up, you know, just all your people that
it is
different.
That's right.
By the way, I'm being told that it is Chris Hardwick.
Around.
It definitely is.
I'm trying to be
seriously
pushed around as a nerd.
Hey, Chris.
Time for something called
Chris
Revenge of the Nerds.
I just had Chris.
You ever heard of that?
I just had my producer verify it's you. I didn't believe
it
was you.
Is me.
We have Chris Hardwick on the
talking
line.
Talking on a real cell phone.
So this is a side of you I've never heard before.
That's
so we were a little thrown here, to be honest with
talking
you.
Talking to you on a cell phone with a big antenna, not those prissy little cell phones you see people walking around.
Oh, you have the old fashioned ones.
Yeah, a real one. For nerds.
Old-fashioned. Oh.
A nerd cell phone.
All right, Chris. Well, I got to go.
You're going to stay is what you're going
to
do, Todd.
No, I have to go. I have to hang up. I'm tired.
Because you're a company man.
Well, I feel like, what's that movie?
A company man sticks around. You're going to get a nice gold watch.
What was the movie Tom Cruise did where he was the lawyer and he had the whole house?
Not important right now. Okay?
Well, I feel like I'm living it.
Is this a trivia show?
Going clear.
Okay, listen. We got to figure out.
What?
I'm a little lost, but we got to figure out to
You're
go
lost?
Into the clothes.
With what?
I want you.
Who?
We're not going anywhere.
Is this Chris Hardwick? You're talking?
We were just Chris. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Todd.
And I have to go.
Yeah, you do have to go, but you'll also have to stay here.
Okay,
at
I'm
Nerdist
hanging up
Industries.
On you. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. I hung up first.
Wow, that was the hardest call to get off of.
Jeez,
you really made that work for you.
That guy's tough, huh?
Well, I can be just as tough once I start doing a character. Wait to see when you try to mold out of it. I'll be like, no, that's not the way we're going to be, you know, wiggling that way. Nope. Hey, Chris. Hey, thanks, Chris. Good talking to you. No, you're a company man. I had to, you know.
The guy seems like he's really determined. It must be good to be with such a strong-minded, forward-thinking guy.
Okay, I'm being told in my ear from one of my producers.
Which one?
I don't know their names by heart. Don't embarrass me. That was not Chris Hardwick. Hold on. I'm being told in my other ear. Okay, I think I'm hearing some things I don't need to hear. I'm hearing my two producers argue.
It could have been Chris Hardwick.
Listen.
I've only met him once.
Yeah.
So I've
seen him on television a couple of times. So, I mean, you've only met him once? You told me you've met him four times.
Bring in that. What's that Western music? See, let's make that our goal. Can he find that music on the YouTube? How quick? You know the music I'm talking about. It's the saloon. By the way, it's a game. Jake was not told he had to have this. See, yeah. You have it? Can you think of things to Google?
This is Chris Hardwick.
What would you put in? Saloon?
Seems
like a fun game.
Turn his phone off. I'm going to pull the Bill O'Reilly here today. Turn his mic off and his phone. I'm spying on my show. To George Carlin. Okay, that'll at least muffle him up a little in the background. And turn his mic completely off. you know what you looked like when you were 5 years old. You know what I mean? I just shook hands with Jake to that music.
You know, my grandfather wrote that.
Do it more. Play that again. I like that. This is Chris Hardwick Industries. Coming to my den.
Yeah, are you talking to me?
No. Okay, I'm getting a call now from one of Chris's publicists. They really want to let us know that was not Chris Hardwick. I smelled it all along. Like I said, and you know, I've said here on this show before, Chris, although he wants me to play the jingles, usually a pretty fair person. And when this person on the line, they sounded really belligerent, really ignorant, and it is not Chris Hardwick. So I want to make that really clear. That was not Chris Hardwick.
Hi, Todd.
Hello?
Yeah.
I think it is Chris Hardwick.
Hello, Todd.
Oh, hey, Chris.
No, this isn't Chris.
Who is this?
I'm calling from Chris Hardwick's publicity company.
Oh, hi. How you doing? Can you call from the phone, if you don't mind?
Hello, Todd.
Hey, how you doing? Who's this?
Hi, I'm calling from Chris Hardwick's publicity company.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
This is Norman. We've had some back and forths and emails.
Yeah, I have the Todd Glass Show.
Right. So, did you get a call from someone who was claiming to be Mr. Hardwick?
We did. We actually, for a short period, addressed it as it was, but we went out of our way to be very clear that it was not Chris Hardwick.
That's right, it's not. And we have a real bad image problem right now with a lot of people thinking Mr. Hardwick is...
Well, I think our core listeners know, because I really went out of my way. I said, no, he's like always...
They know that he's a sweet, nice gentleman.
Well, I mean, he's so... He is. He's. You can see why he has a reputation for being a good guy because he's, you know, always a nice person.
When my wife was sick, he came over with hot chicken soup for us.
What was wrong with your wife? I'm sorry.
She had a sore throat.
Or the other way would be like, you know, something horrible, but he brought over chicken soup. She had the I don't want to say it. I don't want to pick something. Okay, so well, yeah,
it's
we did.
Important.
I think we really. I think if you listen to the show, you'll hear if you had a sense of humor, you'd have to have a little bit of a sense of humor to get the joke. But we go out of our way to let people know that was not. And let me not put it lightly. That was not fucking Chris Hardwick.
Who wasn't Chris Hardwick?
The person that.
Oh right, you got. Did you get that phone call that they claimed that they were?
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
I'm sorry, I am. Covered in papers. There's so much publicity to do. You get buried in papers. You know how it is, Todd. It's so hot in this office. So
all right, well, it's good talking to you. And thank you. And we'll make sure we maybe mention it again about Chris. But always a pleasure.
Just make sure that your listeners understand.
No, they know.
Chris is not a tyrant, and he doesn't do these kind of things.
No, they know that. They know that. I hate to cut you off.
Say those awful things to you, Todd. He would never do that.
What do we do? I want to go to close with this, and I want to pick what we close on. No, you're not. Because am I still on the phone? You're not on the phone. You are now. No, you could be on the phone. We have Paul McCartney on the phone. That's right. There's no fucking segues here, everybody.
Hi, Todd. It's Paul McCartney of the Beatles on the phone.
Paul, how did you start the group?
It was very simple. We put an ad in the wanted section of
the
paper.
Hold on. He has a hard time with you.
Hold on.
Okay, Chris Hardwick is already on the phone.
Hold on.
Smacking.
I'm pretending to be Paul McCartney.
Okay, Chris Hardwick, I mean,
Jesus.
Who are we calling?
I think Todd. Paul McCartney. I think who? Todd Glass thinks I'm actually
Paul McCartney. Paul.
Paul McCartney.
Is that you, Paul?
Yes, it is me.
We were just, you were just Todd four Glass? Boys. Do it. My that ride's was, here.
My ride's here.
No, it's
yeah.
not.
No, is your ride here?
He's just shining the light.
Who is it shining the light?
You don't get that point.
No, who's shining? Why is he shining the light? Okay, head on, Danny. Danny. Norman. Who are you? Come on, I'm nervous.
I'm Paul McCartney.
Why won't you do the Beatles bit? I got lost.
Hold on.
Hold on. I got lost, but I just got found.
Hello,
I'm desperately trying to get you to do the Beatles bit.
This is me, the Paul McCartney from the Beatles bit. Yes, we love to perform. We love hearing people enjoy what we do. And we've done a lot of theater acts, a lot of very lovely crowds, and I never stop performing. I just like to keep entertaining people because it brings me joy. And I'm Paul McCartney. I think they're buying it.
Why won't you do the bit?
What bit?
The bit where you go, we were just four boys.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were only four boys.
No, that's not the voice.
What's the voice?
I wonder what the listener thinks. Should I wait? Should I, like, people could be thinking two things.
Two things.
One, just go with the bit he's doing. Two, no, make him do the bit.
It was the only reason we had him back on the show.
It was something we were so excited for. And, you know, I'll tell you the truth.
I'll do it for you. Hold
no,
on.
No, no, no. Look, what does
there
it say right there?
Of us,
what's
Beatles.
The first thing on our list?
Let me see your list.
Beatles. I might have spelled it wrong, but you know what it says.
Bestles.
That's funny to laugh at someone spelling, you dumb fuck. There, I equaled it up.
Listen.
Ah, you can't spell. Ah, that's you know what? You have that primal. I know. You have that primal.
I think
you're right, and I feel
on.
Bad for calling. And I feel bad
am
for calling you a dumb fuck. Line? Shut, turn. What are we doing? Is this a show?
This company for so long, I feel like I'm cracking up. It's so hot in this.
I'm lost, and I don't know what I was going to do next, so I made a pre-recorded thing for Jake to play while I remember what I was talking about. Okay, yeah. How many weeks can I do this? I mean, it's working now, but it's something I pre-recorded yesterday at the house. Okay, I was talking about that, then I was talking about that, then he talked about that, and then what's-his-name talked about this. Oh, and then our guest talked about that. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember. Oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't remember. Why did I even forget? I totally remember. Okay, shut this off, Jake. I remember. Jake, shut. Jake, now it's your fault. The listeners have to understand. Shut this off. I remember what I was talking about. Jake, I'm not even joking around. I swear to God. Thank God we have that safe word. I remembered I was talking about. Now it's unprofessional. So I was trying to get you to do. We were just four boys.
Todd, can I come back to the mic?
Yes, you may come back to the mic. I want you to, hey, look, if this is how we end the show, having this debate.
I hope we're not going to end the show.
Yeah, we have to.
Why?
Because it's over.
What time is it?
It's not 11 yet.
No, no, we can't.
So we're going to 11.
No, shut up.
That's how I have it in my calendar.
Bullshit. What time is it? Yeah, we got to go. Well, we got to go in for the descent. When I say going for the close, it takes a little while.
Todd, I have till 11 p.m. It's in my Google calendar.
I'm starving.
Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
You want to play? Can I play something for you?
You want me to do the Beatles stuff? I'll do it.
No.
I'm happy to do it for you guys. You want me to do it?
No, I'd rather you not, to be honest.
You know, listen, I got to tell you something, Todd.
We were four boys.
I'm going to do it for you because
I'll never hear the end of it.
In the past, I know that I would have been the guy who's like, I'm going to make him beg for it or whatever. I'm not going to just give him the Paul McCartney or anything. But I had a very serious meeting with my management company. And Birnbaum was telling me, he's like, if they want the McCartney, you give it to them.
Well,
so I'm going to just do it. Paul McCartney.
Hey Paul, how are you? Good to get you on the podcast today and get a chance to talk to you. I know I saw you at the Improv last night.
Yeah.
How did it all start?
Pretty good.
No, you're not.
I can't do it under pressure like this. All right. I'll break.
No, because you're not going to do it.
For Birnbaum's sake.
See, I know you hate George Carlin so much that I don't want to throw it upon you yet because it's going to break your stride.
What?
Part of me wants to just whip it out and use it.
What, George Carlin?
Watch your mouth.
A George Carlin impression?
No, to go to George Carlin. Like, are we ever going to get the Paul McCartney?
I saw you do this wonderful thing on the Paul Prevenza program where you did Don Rickles.
You did?
It was very good. Very, very good.
Well, let me tell you something about Don Rickles. We don't fuck around.
Official Don Rickles historian, Todd Glass, ladies and gentlemen.
No, play Don Rickles.
Our next guest on Live at 5 is appearing now through Sunday at the
Funniest Thing in the World.
And each year when Don Rickles comes to town, we look forward to him being with us here on Live at 5. He always has such a good time while he's here.
That's it?
Yes.
Thanks a million, Jack, for this big opportunity. I swear to you, I didn't want to be on this. I didn't want to come on this thing. You made me come on, and you'll never see me again. I'm fed up, and I hope that thing shortens out your ear. What do you think of that?
But thank you very
really
much.
Really fed up with this. I didn't need it.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to be back, Jack, yeah. Especially when the guys were holding me in the hall begging me to come on.
They were out there offering you money and everything,
yeah, everything.
Right?
Now, it's nice here to see you, though.
Yeah, you're out at Westbury through Sunday.
No, I'm in here for the garden show.
I'm
out at Westbury with Hal Linden, a wonderful singer. Yes, right. Westbury's about 700 miles from the city, and we start out on a Tuesday to open on Friday. The whole thing. It's lovely out there.
Well, you look good. You've lost a little weight, you were saying.
I lost about 15 pounds. You know, got to keep moving with my kind of act. And you got to be in shape, otherwise they come and get you.
Any particular kind of diet? I mean, did you find something special that worked for you?
Well, I look at my wife, and I get a little fed up. I got a lovely wife. She just, I can't eat because we just came back from Paris, and she shopped. She has a black belt in shopping. She went bananas. The woman never looked up. The bags were like this. She never looked up once.
Nothing.
Barbara.
Her name is Barbara.
Yeah.
It was really something. It really
it's not a trivia show.
She went crazy. But we had a marvelous time in Paris. You ever go to Paris?
No, I don't.
You ever leave your house?
Yeah.
you don't do much of anything. You have to sit here with Sue going, is that train still stuck, by the way? I mean, I watched your news last night. There's a train stuck. I mean, you made it like, you know, it was World War III. I mean, there's three people still in that car saying, fix it already.
Fix it already.
That news was really, gosh, I mean, that train should be fixed.
A little depressing here in New York.
Yeah. Well, the news is really, you got firecrack stories, really.
Yeah, I
saw the lineup for the rest of the show. You can take a nap.
Yeah, go to sleep right after this segment.
Yeah.
But this is not exactly on fire either, you know.
I'm rolling. You're doing poorly.
I'm dying, yes. Do you, this sounds like a canned question, but you travel around the country. Do you monkey around
Wait, what? Monkey around with what?
I'm not going to be continued. That's how I bait people. We'll play that in May.
I'm going to give
next
you.
Next year.
I'm going to give you a few things right now. I just got a text from my management company.
Oh, you did?
And they told me be more giving. I'm going to give you a few things now that you can use in the future for your shows.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, this is comedian Danny Lobel, and I just want to tell you to listen to the Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show, where it's always funny. That's one you could use.
Oh, that's a help. Thank you.
Now I have another one.
May what?
Hey, this is popular comedian Danny Lobel.
Like
when I'm not always going around and making a lot of money, I like to pop in and check on my old friend Todd Glass, see how he's doing at his show, the Todd Glass Show. This one is kind of like, you know.
That'd be so nice, but I wouldn't expect it.
I do voices. This is a Scottish one.
Sure.
Hello.
Oh, I like. Okay.
Listen to Todd Glass. He's really, really good, and he makes everyone laugh when he does his funny, funny bets. You like that?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. You know what? I feel like I've gone too far here.
No, I just don't think you did enough already that was so kind. Here's what I'd like to do.
You know what? You want me to end the show for you right
with
now?
With a song.
No, I could end it right now if you want.
Well,
just
I want
like this. And the show is over. Goodbye. You want me to do
it? It was four boys.
All right, I'll do it for you.
It was four boys?
It was four boys, Todd.
How did you start?
There was four of us, right? Yeah. It was me. Uh-huh. And I think there was, well, it was
can
definitely
you, can you use
me.
The phone? Can you use
hold
the phone?
On. Do you want me to do it on the phone?
Yes.
Gotta whore myself out for this guy.
Hello, Todd. It's your old friend Paul McCartney.
He loves when I do that. He thinks it's really Paul McCartney.
No, this is...
Hello, Todd.
Hey, Paul.
Is it your birthday again, Todd?
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday to you. How old are you now?
Boop.
Oh, wow, look at that. You're growing up. We're all very proud of you at the Beatles fan club.
How did you get started?
I got started. Well, there was just... Well, I was in Liverpool, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something, Todd. Are you there?
What's it feel like to be the Beatles?
Well, does it feel? Feels pretty good, I think. I don't know. It's like a warm bath.
I hope you
it's like lying.
You know what?
Can I
no,
tell you,
you
the
know
truth?
What? I
if I
myself.
if I was walking down the street and I saw you and somebody else and they both needed mouth to mouth resuscitation, I would have to pick the person that did my favorite bit better.
All right, Todd, I'll do it for you again.
No, now I don't.
It was me.
Now the bits become
John Lennon.
No.
All right, do you remember John Lennon?
Who cares at
who
this
cares,
point?
Who cares, really?
Right. If you can get low off.
Yo.
Yo, shut up, your mama. No, I didn't mean to be rude.
What? I feel like I insulted everybody here today, insulted the listeners.
No, you... Oh, shut
I didn't
up.
Bring it.
What is
didn't
that?
Didn't bring it.
Oh, you that bring I, it. Let me tell you something.
Oh, you want to know what that is?
Did
I'll
you
tell
go
you exactly
LACMA
that
today?
Is. I wear it so you know that I'm cultured. I went to LACMA.
So you didn't go today?
The
you
Los Angeles
wear,
Museum
you wear that
of...
sticker around when you go to different places?
Did yeah, you? I wear it to everything. Yeah, so people know that I appreciate art. I'm like some people.
Really outrageous.
It's a really old sticker, too.
It's not that old. Probably.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think you'll need this. Like, even when I get lost a lot today, but I'll tell you what, I also had, like, so many fucking really good belly laughs. So sometimes that's what happens when I just let myself go. And those are the shows that end up, if I let go of that, there wasn't this order that I wanted, and then, but, and then I just let go.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So I don't mind that I had to beg you to do that. But you know what? I'd rather someone be comfortable enough to go, you're not feeling it. And I swear to God, to George Carlin, like, that's okay. It really is.
And I'm sorry that I made it so tough to do the bit, you know?
No, but you turn that into a bit and it's fine.
Everybody, wherever I go now.
Oh, you're famous for that.
To do this,
you compared yourself to which famous person you were saying. Wherever they go, they're known for. Who were you comparing yourself to?
David Blaine.
How could that be?
A lot of people say I'm a lot like David Blaine.
Well, I see it
mysterious.
In the eyes. In mysterious,
mysterious
eyes. Mysterious. Mysterious, yeah, eyes.
And also people think the name Danny sounds like David.
They do. Some people, I could see how that would be.
You ever confuse someone named Danny for a David or a David for a Danny?
Sure.
There you go.
I haven't, Blaine but I can see how you could.
See how you could. But I want to thank you. Can you wrap the show up by singing something?
I would love to sing something, Todd.
So and what song?
I'd love to cooperate with everybody.
What's the song? Let's get a song.
Wait a minute. Can I plug something?
Sure.
Can I plug three things?
Sure.
Can I plug five things?
Anything you want.
I've only plugged two things.
Okay, two is great. Three is greater.
Okay. I have a podcast called Modern Day Philosophers.
Sure.
It's hosted by Danny Lobel. And then that's the one thing I wanted to put. But the other thing is...
What's it called again?
The Modern Day Philosophers.
Oh, there you go. We'll give it a little plug on our side.
The Scottish Jew from Comical Radio.
Cut it. You know what? I don't even deserve the plugs.
I was thinking that. I was so glad that you figured it out. I felt bad.
I don't deserve it. I got to tell you.
I'll give it to you anyway.
No,
I don't
even want it.
No, you're fine. I'll play it.
You know what?
I'll play it.
I don't even have a podcast. It was a lie.
Oh.
I've been lying about it for a long time. I went all the way with it, too. I created fake art, put it up on iTunes.
Recorded it?
Yeah, the whole thing. It's all a lie, Todd.
I got tired.
What happened to you?
Oh, my God.
You know, you used to be so spry and energetic. It's even taking a lot for him to laugh right now. I can see that. It's killing him right now. You know, the trumpet player, he used to be all about everything, jumping around with his trumpet and playing it. Look at him now. Just sits there all sad in the corner.
Well, he had a time.
And then your guy Aristotle over here, he used to have a different shirt. And then Jake over there, he never used to just sit there, right?
Well, he did, actually. Jeez. What song do you want to close with?
All right. Well, I guess the only way to make it up to the listeners, who are probably very disappointed at this point.
No. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Are you serious?
I'm serious if you're serious.
Okay. You're fine. Serious, then. Never worrying about your feelings again. You're right. It didn't go well, but we had fun. Who cares?
We had a terrible time, didn't we?
Well, we didn't have a terrible time, but it wasn't a great show. There were moments, but there were great moments, and then there were lows. But you know it. I can't talk you out of it.
You can't talk me out of it. No. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. Just it's better to acknowledge it wasn't great.
It
was
awful.
It's supposed to be bullshitting you.
It was the worst thing
ever. It
was
good. It was worth, you know, the struggle the entire show.
Yeah.
I'm beat too. So
Jesus Christ.
It's all right. We'll do it again.
What a train wreck.
Yeah. Not completely, but moments.
Mostly terrible.
Yes, mostly terrible. Very difficult.
What am I going
to
do?
You're hard to work with.
I can't. I don't even
and
know.
I'm not taking responsibility. You listen to the show every week.
Every week.
Doesn't meet my standards, but I still love you.
But don't tell the Nerdist, okay?
I have to. If Chris calls, he asks every week.
Don't
he asks how the acts are. No, I have to tell him. I'll fluff it up a little. I'll say you were sick.
Don't tell my management.
Who's your management?
Shalom and Birmingham.
So you didn't go to LACMA today?
Oh, I did go to LACMA today.
Okay, let's pull up a song, and you're going to pick
Should I sing about LACMA?
No, you're going to pull up a song. It's karaoke, and you're going to sing it as anybody you want, any character. You don't care. It could be you. It could be a Jewish purse, a Jewish accent.
Gross.
Maybe.
Did I not give you enough Paul McCartney before?
I don't believe me. You're not. Even if you were going to do it,
is this a big problem?
No. I love that you didn't do it, and it's fun to not want it anymore because then you don't have the power you think you do. I don't need it.
You don't need it.
No.
You're sure? You're
positive.
You're good.
Stop talking about it.
You don't ever need it again.
Okay. Play. What song are we going to do?
Any song you guys want to do.
Well, let's just play them all because it'll be hard for me to think of it.
All right, play them all.
It's Contagious.
No, play.
Did we ever get to do Contagious?
Play My Hometown. No, something better than that.
Imagine. What about Contagious by Ron Isley? Did we ever do that one?
We'll look it up right now. If we can pull it up, we'll sing it. This is the type of operation I have.
We always have a good time. Wow. Or, you know, we can do Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. The Girl Is Mine. The Doggone Girl Is Mine. I can do that for you.
You think that's... You want to do that?
You want me to do it? I think we did that last time.
I think we did.
Maybe that's why I thought of it. You know what? I could sing Johnny Cash going to Jackson.
Okay, let's
going
do that.
Going to Jackson.
We'll do that. You keep on switching. I know. Well, anyway, I want to say... I really want to thank Robbie Kirghoff for coming down here.
Robbie, I'm sorry, man.
Stop.
I wasted your time. I wasted the listeners.
No, you did. Tell him.
I did it. I came in here and I said, I'm not gonna do what Todd says. I'm not going to be pushed around anymore. Okay?
No.
And if you want
you certainly did put up a fight, but I still had a great time.
I'm sorry, Robbie.
I mean, you know it.
I'm not going to bullshit a bullshitter, right?
That's a great term. That's an idiot arguing with another idiot who's dumber.
And I'm really sorry to the guy with the horn. I always felt bad for that guy. I'm not going to change the way I'm not going to hold back the feelings anymore. I feel bad. I don't like how they treat you. I don't like how you have to sit all by himself.
No, he doesn't have to sit all by himself.
And to make you sit through this lousy appearance on the show.
That's rude. I agree.
And Aristotle, you deserve better, man.
What are you talking about? He deserves better. You're the one that ruined the show. He normally has fun.
I would have done a fun show for him if it was just him, Todd.
Well, he usually gets to interact. I couldn't even get to him because we play Aristotle. We talk to him.
You could have done that?
Well, yeah, but you were, doing your characters for 8 hours each.
Jeez.
Couldn't get you the fuck out of them. So now, all right. Aristotle.
What was that?
I don't know. Just a weird voice. Can I have fun anymore?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. It was so from my heart. It's a weird voice. I didn't know we had to have backstory like you, even in your bit. You've gotten yourself to believe it. Who is this we're talking to? I don't know. I just had a silly voice. I'm sorry. I don't know if she's allergic to peanut oil. I didn't do a bio check like you. Wow.
Specific oh boy. Backstory.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay. So I'd like to leave everybody on. Oh, we did the high. Oh, yeah. You're going to sing. And before I sing, can I just play one thing? Really quick. Don't be rude, everybody.
Todd, I saw you on The Daily Show when you're on The Daily Show.
It's not a lot of order to these post-its.
By the way, Todd. I watched I watched when you were on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Yes.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
I've been meaning to tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that.
And also when you
were on Todd Glass situation, a bunch of lies about my personal life and a bunch of true stories.
Yeah, that's
about
it.
My 30-year career in stand-up comedy. Please welcome to the program the very funny Todd Glass.
Oh, well, listen, we don't got
to
play that.
I wanted to also tell you did a great job on the Paul Provenza show.
Oh.
The official Don Rickles historian, Todd Glass, ladies and gentlemen.
Were you referring to that one?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I think you crushed it with Stewart and Provenza.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So,
thank you. You know, one was a long time ago, but...
I don't see time.
Oh, you're that open-minded.
Yeah.
You don't even judge time.
I don't judge time. I see all time as linear.
I don't see color or weight.
Yeah, I'm colorblind and weight blind.
No, I'm color and weight blind.
I also don't know the difference between couscous and quinoa. You're throwing it out there. I'm just throwing it out.
I have no tone. I can't tell man from woman.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell if someone's eyes are open or closed.
Me neither.
And sometimes I think their eyebrows are switched.
Shut up.
I mean it.
We have a lot in common.
I know.
Let's wrap it up. Let's really get into this.
All right.
I mean, crank it up. You have a tambourine. You know how to play it. Play it. You all right?
Are the headphones still in?
It's all right. We're good.
All right.
Maybe he can add it. Get this, so Gabe can add it in the trumpet.
Maybe he can.
You want me to use? You want to use my mic so I can put effects on it as you're singing?
If you want me to,
yeah.
I'm easy to work with.
He has the nerve. After all that, I'm easy to work with. So you got to be patient with Danny LaBelle. I think sometimes I rush him. You got to let. I don't know if I did. You know what? I'm gonna do George Carlin. You got to be your bits. You got to let them breathe. You can't be in a hurry to go anywhere.
Thank you.
Well, you know I'm right too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do a little singing.
Hi, everyone out there at the Todd Glass Show. I hope that you enjoy this rendition. We got married. Stop it. I wasn't ready.
Yeah, I feel like I might have, cued you in wrong.
Also, I don't like the too much echo. I don't work like that.
I'm going to bring it in through the house.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you ready?
Go ahead.
Bring it in. Everybody at the Todd Glass Show, I hope you're enjoying yourselves at home and... Stop it. First of all, there's still too much reverb on the microphone.
Well, also, I feel like a lot of reverb.
Who's the other person singing in the background? You didn't tell me there'd be another person.
Well, it's just part of the track.
Well, find another track. I mean, come on, Todd. I came all the way over here, didn't I?
Well, you try the best you can with this one.
Oh, God. All right.
Are you going to stop it again?
The timing was good, though, when I came in there?
Yeah, that was good. All Let's do it again. Bring it up. Bring it to the top. Everyone at the Todd Glass Show, hope you're doing well at home. I hope you enjoy this. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprung. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. All right, listen. What happened to the... Stop it.
You want the music?
Stop it. Fine. We got to agree on a few things here, Todd. First of all, either it's with the music or it's without the music. I don't play with this music. And when a trumpet guy comes in, gusto is the word we're looking for. Come in with gusto, right? You agree with that?
I do. But I tell you the truth, thank you, Phil. I didn't think you were really singing it.
My rat's here. My ride's here, so I do have to go. I know you guys are in the middle of a bit, but I do actually have to leave.
They're coming in here.
And, they're also, my ride. So, all right. Just letting you guys know. Also, while we're...
What's going on now?
Also, while we're talking about my rides here, I think that also I wasn't playing the karaoke version as well.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's okay. There you go. No, I want you to sing it.
This one, I'll take this one. This way, if you want to jump in there, I want you to feel comfortable on your own show, Tom.
One thing he said.
A lot of guests probably walk all over you, but not me.
No.
I want you to have a microphone. I want you to feel comfortable. You like the chair you're in?
Yeah, he does.
Todd,
do you like the chair you're in?
Because I can have anybody here switch chairs with you.
No,
I'm like not
the
afraid
chair.
To ask. You're too nice
you
a guy. Todd's too nice a guy, but I'll do it. I'll do it. Aristotle, will you switch chairs
here
with Todd?
Here we go.
Can you take the reverb? Hold down.
Leave the reverb.
Take it down. We got married. Oh, shit. Start it over.
Are you? Come on. I got to go.
All right. You're right. We all have to go, right?
I mean, do you want to just do it? Just because you mess up a little doesn't mean you have to keep.
All right. We'll start it over then. Take the reverb down a little bit.
Well, I like the reverb the way it is, to be honest.
Keep it down.
Well, he's not going to listen to you.
I want you to feel comfortable. It's your show.
Well, then you should let me play the amount of reverb that I want to play. You're giving.
How about this? We take the reverb down.
It's not a bargain.
But you could use the light thing that spins the lights around the studio as much as you like.
You know what? Just sing your song.
All right, fine. Start it over, please.
So tired of arguing.
Yeah, me too.
It's from the.
Like, his voice is worth stopping five times. You barely sing into the mic.
Yeah, barely. Whatever. Three karaoke champions.
You're not a
So I'll just get into it, just from the top?
Yeah, from the top. All right, here we go. We're all having fun here. Start it over. There wasn't enough time. I like to do a little message to the listeners at the beginning. Just start the thing at the beginning. Don't give me a hard time.
What? Start it from the beginning again?
Start it from the beginning so I have time.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying. Thank you, Jake.
That could have been my bad.
All right, everybody. Okay. We're in the energy, Todd. You comfy? You happy?
Yes.
All right. You use the light thing as much as you want. Take the reverb a little bit.
Okay, go ahead. Play it.
Horn guy, I'm like you. Everybody at home at the Todd Glass Show, I hope you're having a wonderful time. If you're out at a music fair or something. Why is it? Okay, here we go. We got married in a fever. Hotter than a pepper spray. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. Wait a minute. Stop it. They came in with the horn much too early.
Well, why don't you just cue them when you want them?
Okay, I said it on my cue, didn't I? I mean, come on.
And you got to talk closer to the
simple
mic.
Simple showbiz rules here. Okay.
Don't yell at him. He's a newer player.
I know.
These guys don't know.
He's fragile.
You know, don't disrespect him. I just paused it, so maybe we can just go from there.
Jake, I love you like a brother. Start it over.
Start it over.
Come on. We didn't get into this business yesterday.
Okay.
And I just want to tell everybody at home who's listening, we appreciate you. And Todd appreciates it. We got married in a fever. Hotter than a pepper sprout.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. Now, no, he didn't get into it quick enough. Stop. When I say now, you got to be ready with the horn.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
listen, we fucking bombed the whole show. The whole show, I don't think there was more than two left this whole show.
Oh, well,
I don't end with a strong song, people are not, they're going to vote me off the Todd Glass show. Happens to a lot of people.
I think, Gabe, he really needs you to be there. What happened when you sent to him? I was looking your way, so I didn't see him. Did he have it on the ground?
He's spaced out. He's somewhere else. He's thinking about his next gig already.
Mighty, yeah, I know.
Come on, take it seriously. Jesus. Yeah, fucking killed it on the Paul Prevenza show. He's got a bright future.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. I love what you're doing. I love what you've done with the place.
All right, start it over.
Honored to be here.
Start it over.
Okay. Just know where you are. Be aware. Everybody listening at home, or if you're out of the country fair or having a good time, and we appreciate you here at the Todd Glass. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper spray. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. Hit it! Cut it! And I'm going to mess around. Hit it! Cut it! Yes, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town. And go! Stop! We're going down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your health. Go play your hand, you big talking man. I'm going to make a fool of yourself. Hit it! Stop! I'm going to Jackson. Go comb your hair. Hit it! Honey, I'm going to snowball Jackson. Stay planky plank. See if I care.
Oh, my God.
When I breeze into that city. Oh, people are going to stoop and bow. All the women are going to make me cheat. They're going to know. They're going to know. I'm going to Jackson, you know. Stop it. Stop the horn. I'm going to Jackson. You turn on a smart code. Cause I'm going to Jackson. Hit it. Cut it. Goodbye, that's all she wrote. Hit it. But they'll laugh at you in Jackson. They're gonna laugh at you, and I'm gonna be dancing in a pony gag. They're gonna lead you around in a pony gag. And I'm gonna be scabbling around with your tail, and it don't be tucked in, but you'll be like, you don't know what happens in Jackson. It's a dangerous place. Hit the word, you stop. Stop, stop. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man. And I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my Japan fan. Hit it! He's good.
That's it.
Well, now we got married in a fever. Why'd you stop? Hotter than a pepper spray.
I like when he goes...
We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. Hit it! I'm going to Jackson. And that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. We're going to go down to Jackson. We're going to mess around. And you're never going to come back to Jackson. Keep playing the horn. God, don't leave me out here. I'm alone. Don't leave me. Pretty good, though. Pretty good. There are a few times where I felt like you really left me there. But I think it was pretty good. You abandoned me a few times. Everybody saw it, right? We all saw it.
That's the show.
You know, I don't think it.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.